Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, very important broadcast lined up today. Absolutely jam-packed with vital information. It is already Thursday, the 25th day of June 2009, with 4 hours spanning out before us on this vista of enlightenment and awakening. Well, quizzling dum-dums, control freaks, nobodies, nose-picking, video game playing, hot pocket eating, no prospect future, tattletale squads from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany, from Japan to South Korea, are all simultaneously being given climate cop powers. Public schools worldwide are setting up climate cops that report and write dossiers publicly. They're proud of it. On their parents' climate crimes, hell is being released. Nothing worse than an idiot, stupid, soft, Prozac, riddling head, coward, weakling. These public school kids never allowed to even play tag or dodgeball now, thumb scanning for their lunches, videotaped constantly. The sickening little mindless twit servants now to be given power and weapons to wage war on decent, hardworking people. The age of the parasite is upon us. The age of the cowardly, chicken-necked, New World Order control freak is here. So prepare yourself. They're about to be given full reign over all of you. And hell followeth. SWAT teams followeth them. They're like these little demonic, little plump, soft probe droids they send in who just ooze in with their effeminate nature. But if you don't submit, shock forces in black uniforms are right behind them. Oh, hi. Stealing old people's houses right where I live, grabbing private property, viciously savaging every business, erecting hundreds of new taxes a year, feeding on everyone, crawling all over everything like a horde of demonic locusts. You think I'm joking around, you think I'm kidding. Climate cops to find wasteful homeowners and businesses worldwide. They are coming. Gore to talk climate change with House Democrats today in an emergency dispatch trying to get it passed. Meanwhile, it's racing through the Senate. Looks like it's going to pass the Clean Water Restoration Act. Open total federal declaration of absolute rulership over 100% of the landmass of the United States. Same laws are being rammed through everywhere. They then hand the water jurisdictions over to offshore corporations who triple the price of water overnight. The IMF World Bank rape plan about to be dropped hardcore on you. States going bankrupt, people losing their jobs en masse, and they're going to bring in the carbon taxes and shut down what's left. It's all about driving you into submission. It's all about destroying what's left of the economy so the bankers can turn their parasites loose on you to squeeze you into oblivion. So you got to go get on welfare and then be forced into their other auxiliary brigades, hundreds of new brigades, scores of new subsections and divisions, millions of youth already spelling out in red and black uniforms, blue and yellow uniforms, gray uniforms, just hell spawn. Nobodies, cowards, weaklings, scum, trash, dim-witted fools. This is the reign of the parasite. Oh, you don't make enough money to have a child. Oh, you can't pay the tax. Fine for having a child. We're going to take it. Go ahead and give us the child. The SWAT team's waiting outside. Oh, yes. Not kidding. They can't wait, the control freaks. They hate any of you that are intelligent, any of you that have done well, any of you. They're coming. I'll break down the news. Webster Tarpley joins us later. Stay with us. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
On this Thursday, 25th day of June 2009, we got Webster Tarpley joining us for 2+ hours today. Coming up in exactly 51 minutes, 32 seconds. So that is coming up. We'll go over the whole geopolitical breakdown. He predicted all of what's happening, actually, in the Obama deception. And we shot that interview with him 6 months ago. We just shot a new interview with him about another month ago to put in the new Obama film we're working on that's actually coming out in early October. I could have had it out July 4th. I could have had it out in August or September. But I just, you know what? I'm going to take my time on this. People like John Perkins are in the film, Economic Hitman. Webster Tarpley, and a whole bunch of other big surprises. I'm just going to leave it at that. I might even jump on an airplane and fly out to Los Angeles for an interview for the film. But that's an interview I'll have to do. I don't know. We'll see. But it's going to, I don't want to say top the last one, which is a very important film. You know, this is the time of the Obama deception, not the time of the next film. So I don't want to trump my own film. But it's one film, this will be another. The Obama deception, certainly proven right, certainly proven accurate, certainly proven to be very, very precise. Unfortunately, I wish we were wrong. The only problem with the Obama deception is that Obama was worse than we thought and lied even more than we thought he would. It's just incredible. So Obama deception, available at Infowars.com. or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I'm not going to talk all day about missing governor was in Argentina, and then it turns out he was with his girlfriend, breaking up with her, and that his wife was withdrawing from what she told him months ago about how she was going to make him move out of the house. This doesn't matter. It's a political diversion. It's a political distraction from what's happening in Iran, what's happening with North Korea, what's happening in Pakistan, the NATO buildup again with U.S. and Israeli forces backing the Georgians outside of South Ossetia and Abkhazia on the Russian border, what's happening with the plunging, imploding economy, the total greenhouse gas emission takeover of the United States and the world, the announcement that China, India, Mexico, and 100-plus third-world countries will get billions of dollars apiece in U.S. taxpayer money to pay for the carbon taxes. The bankers are saying, look, we'll give you aid to pay us. So the bankers who run the U.S. have the money given, and they tell the public, oh, it's for greening. And then they hand the money right back to the bankers for carbon credits. In fact, directly to Al Gore, who owns Occidental Petroleum and is worth tens of billions but keeps that quiet and has a, 8,000-square-foot house that uses seven times on average what the average home uses. I mean, what a piece of filth. Carbon tax. I mean, I'm glad Al Gore puts out a lot of carbon dioxide and a lot of methane, too. Carbon comes out of one end, carbon dioxide, methane out the other. It's the sun, ladies and gentlemen. And you watch as things get colder because of the sun dimming for the next 12 years. They'll say, see, cutting carbon did it when they haven't even cut it. And they don't intend to cut it. They just intend to harass the daylights out of you and tax every facet of your life and have little dim-witted religious cult member control freaks in your house auditing everything and bossing you around. It's a new religion. They're setting up a new priesthood with their little Maoist acolytes, their quislings running around bludgeoning everyone. Hell, you can't park your SUV down at Barton Springs anymore or anywhere else because the environmental jihadis come up and slice your tires open. Even little SUVs get attacked unless you put carbon credit stickers on the back. And people buy these carbon indulgences, kind of like when they were building St. Peter's Cathedral in Rome. They needed money to build that, so they had indulgences. They said, get your mother out of purgatory. She's going to go to hell. She committed sins when she was alive. Or your daddy. Or your grandpa. And if you pay us all this gold and silver, we'll get her out of hell. Well, it's the same thing today. I see these Austinites driving around with these carbon credit stickers, and I go look the companies up. Total frauds, total fronts, total scams, usually connected to groups running eugenics operations. Hey, pay us carbon credits, and we'll forcibly sterilize some Africans. And the quislings love it. They kind of lick their lips, little yuppie power trip, and they go, yeah, yeah. And they go home and give their kid fluoride supper time. And they give them fluoride toothpaste and wonder why their kid's a dimwit. They like it. They like death. They like fraud. They like being scammed by offshore banks. And let me tell you, you like being raped by the New World Order? You're going to get what you want in spades, in triplicate, over and over again. You like being dominated. You like being a slave. You like getting into it. You're going to have lots of opportunities to engage in crime stop and double think and you're just going to love it, aren't you, because you're cowards. And, of course, we're not talking about the loving liberty people out there who love humanity and love life and love innovation and love strength and love rugged individualism. I'm talking to the parasite mass that have learned to giggle and snicker at everything I say. Well, you're going to get everything you want. Anything you want, you got it. Anything at all, baby. Hey, pull up that Roy Orbison song. We'll play that for all the slaves out there. Let's see, the New World Order says you want slavery, you want bondage, you like saying tyranny isn't tyranny. Well, you want a double, triple, quadruple super helping of the hospitality of the New World Order? You're going to get it. So Gore to talk climate change with House Democrats today. Senior Democratic leaders are whipping and cajoling skeptical lawmakers to side with them to approve the measure that could have significant economic impact on the energy bills of Americans and even drive up the price of food. Well, that's what this is all about. You got to make the depression as bad. You got to take every dime of stimulus money and every dime of banker bailout money and take it offshore and then use it to buy up infrastructure and then jack up prices. I mean, that's how this game of risk works. This is economic warfare. We're being conquered right now, like the Normans, like William the Conqueror conquered England. Britannia. Albion, its most ancient name, the Gaelic name adopted by the Romans. This is conquest. And they sit there with fancy PR making you feel like you're part of it. And, oh, it's so fun. 2 days ago, I was in the coffee room, suckling, and there was Michelle Obama giving a speech with her predatory gleam in her insectoid eyes. And she was up there with that predatory she-devil enjoyment, just looking at the kids with eyes searing hatred, but with a smile on her vicious, wicked face. That's a true devil right there. And she was up there looking at the children in their little yellow T-shirts, and she was announcing how good the community service was. And the TV was recording, so I've got it, but we just have two TVs constantly recording. Don't even have the personnel to go through it, but that's about to change, thanks to you and the money bomb, but side issue. My point is, or I would have it for you right now, I just had to run back in here during the break. I think it was about 2:30, 2 days ago. And it was her live. I think it was CNN. She's going, these children have worked at the public school in Sacramento. And then later in the day, I saw her. She was somewhere else in another state. I mean, she must be going everywhere to the slave grid to make the kids feel important. And she was saying they've raised hundreds of dollars for the school by working every day after school in the government garden. And see, it sounds reasonable. Gardening is good. Gardening is the basis of human civilization. The agrarian society developed in the last 8,000 years. The bedrock, something humans enjoy. The most honorable profession is farming. It's in our blood. And hey, they got the kids out doing something wholesome. And she threw in something about exercise and getting outside. And it's all true. But they were doing it to give the money to the government. Service is what you choose, but she was going on to say they will now do this as part of their regular accredited work in the school during regular school hours, and they're turning the schools into little work camps. In China, the kids go out a few hours a day and work in fields. In China, they go out a few hours a day, and then after school, 5 or 6 hours more, and work in firework factories. And they work, you know, with that product packaging where the toy you buy for your kids has all that wiring it in for display with little fingers doing it. And they work in the rug factories and they work in the chemical factories. And they work for the state. And the argument is, well, the state pays for their education. See, because they know you're not, after you've been bankrupted completely, you're not going to be able to pay taxes anymore. They're going to say, well, everybody pays their fair share. Like in the Soviet Union, they'd couple times a week. So everybody get out here, line up. We got a sewage line broken. Get in there and shovel it out. Or we need you over at the rock quarry, busting up rocks for aggregate for building roads. That's people that had other jobs for the government that had to go out and do extra work on top of it. You want to be a slave. We're going to be actual slaves with forced compulsory service and forced military draft. It's all introduced. It's all happening. It's so liberal.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call to...
You got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it, baby. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it, baby. Anything at all, you got it, baby. You got it.
Roy Orbison, you got it. But you can superimpose that over, you like billy clubs, you like tasers, you like cattle prods, you like all your private property being stolen, you like bureaucrats taking over everything, you like home inspectors every week, you like forced inoculations, you got it. You like cancer viruses, you got it. You like New World Order, you got it. But here's the good news. Barack Obama has got to be on television. I haven't actually averaged it out, but I know I see him at least doing four or five press conferences a day. His wife is constantly on TV. All of his surrogates and minions are on TV. And that's because they themselves admit what we've put in the Obama deception is true. That this creature and his evil minions and his controllers know that they only have a year to rape and destroy the United States until people figure out he's a total puppet liar and gave people false hope and lied about everything. And then they're going to have trouble ramming their agenda through until there's another new puppet, fake Republican coming up in 3.5 years, who will then have a year or so to lie and con people. But every time this happens, there's less and less time. In the past, people have 3, 4, 5, 6 years to lie to the public. Now it's 4 or 5 months. It just doesn't work anymore. We know you're criminals. And people are now finding out that Obama lied about everything he said he would do. He says he wants to be friends with Iran a month ago. I said, watch him launch covert operations, get ready for the overthrow of Iran. I'm on record. How do I know? Because when Obama says he's going left, he's going right. If he says he's zigging to the left, he's zigging to the right. If he says he's going forward, he's going backwards or sideways. If he says green, it's yellow. If he says black, it's white. If he says up, it's down. If he says blue, it's red. If he says he loves you, he hates you. What comes out of Obama's mouth? Total lies and spin and distortion to a level I have never seen. He makes Bill Clinton look like a Boy Scout. He makes George Bush look honorable. He makes Richard Nixon look truthful. I'm not a crook. By the way, it's coming out about Nixon wanting to abort black babies and any interracial babies particularly. Well, of course, he's the guy that had George Bush Sr. as his minion that helped sterilize 40%+ of Native Americans on record. Then they sent George Herbert Walker over to China to get him to adopt IMF and World Bank State Department Memorandum 200, CIA Memorandum Agreement to sterilize and to kill and have a one-child policy, and they would be made to be the new empire. The Chinese communists said, absolutely, and the rest is history. They're the new center of the world, not the U.S. Their elite said, absolutely, we think our people are scum trash as well. We want to get rid of a bunch of them. Just give us the weapon systems, give us the nukes, give us the technology, and we'll do it. It's all public record. So that's coming up later. But, yeah, the first lady, you know, I've got this press release put out by the California governor's office that says the first lady, Maria Shriver Schwarzenegger, met with the first lady, Mrs. Obama. They're always blurring it about the first lady this and the first lady that. And Arnold, when he became governor, changed the press briefing room to look like it's a White House press briefing room with the same type seal that looks like the White House behind him in a blue oval. I mean, you know, because he has disgust for you. And, you know, a lot of people have been saying this for the last 6 months, and I think it may happen. It's in the cards that it's going to come out that he really was born in Kenya. I mean, his grandma runs around saying it. And then they're going to say, oh, we got to get rid of the 22nd Amendment. We got to get rid of that area in the Constitution that says you got to be born in the U.S. We got to get rid of the thing where you can only serve 2 terms. They're wanting to do that, too. 22nd Amendment. And you're going to get Schwarzenegger because they're just always pushing it in movies and culture. And he was in 1977, Rolling Stone. It's in my film, Martial Law, saying, I want to be Hitler. I want to be a dictator. I'm going to be your president. I'm going to. And then here it is. I'm telling you, they're going to try it. But hey, good news when we get back. And a big news blitz. And then Webster Tarpley, T-minus 30 minutes from now for 2+ hours as we break down the world according to Webster Griffin Tarpley with a little bit of added spice from me, from I, Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. Only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'll drive a rattle-trap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights, though I'm there illegally. I'll protest in the streets till they finally grant them, sing English words to their national anthem. Hey, Vincente, what's right for your people should be right for me. There's Marco controlling that tide that keeps rolling across the line. This old Texas cowboy feels like my home state's no longer mine. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso.
That's right. Thank you for joining us today.
I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking.
Okay, let me go through a bunch of the news. Give you some of the good news. Also give you my take on the South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, who is a Bilderberg attendee. That does not mean a member, but also gives some very, very creepy, weird, New World Order sounding speeches. You know, I wasn't really even paying attention to this. I knew it was a political distraction, but then I kind of refreshed my memory about this guy last night, and now there is no doubt in my mind what's going on, so that's coming up in about 10 minutes. Here's the good news. Newspaper readership is completely imploding. On a month-by-month basis, it's eroding. It's down by over 60-plus percent just in the last 5 years alone. Mainstream television ratings are just almost non-existent. There are regional radio shows that are on maybe 50, 60 AM and FM stations that are popular, that are more popular than the ABC Nightly News now. I mean, there are a lot of regional radio shows that have 3-4 million viewers. That's as many as ABC and NBC and CBS have. I mean, they are a joke. A bunch of arrogant people, dolled up, info babes, men wearing suits, you know, picked because they speak well and can read a teleprompter well and look authoritative like grandpa. And people know they're a pack of liars now, a pack of New World Order parasites who want to enslave us. And it's just over for you. It's broken. And so the bankers just want to loot and rob and blow out the economy fully and blow out the borders because they know the public's waking up to them. All the horrible things that are happening is an attempt to fully get you in line and fully just get rid of the illusion of a free society and bring us into tyranny where you're so broke and so poor, you don't have a choice but to climb upon the government life raft. Now, that's the game plan. But for weeks, the White House planned this big blitz for these town halls he was going to have on ABC. And the ratings came in. And despite ABC promoting this for weeks and weeks and weeks, 4.7 million viewers. I mean, it did worse than old comedy repeats. No one wants to hear you. Obama's approval rating was at 80-something when he first got in. Now it's dropped to 56, some polls 52. The news keeps showing polls from a few months ago where it was at 60-something and has dropped to 50. There's different polls, 65, dropping to 54, 58, or 52. The point is they don't like going back to when he first got elected, and then when he first got into office, it was in the 80s. It's dropping like a rock. And that means that he's going to be a lame duck soon. That means he could be a one-term president unless he sets off terror attacks or unless his bosses stage terror attacks and try to blame it on North Korea or Iran or Al-Qaeda. And then they can go with the full-bore martial law, which they keep building up, keep expanding, keep setting up, but they never leap because they know we're an armed population and the public isn't going to buy it. So they're trying to maneuver us into a situation where we're so bankrupt and people are rioting, so the population begs for intervention and martial law. You're in a city like L.A. or New York or Chicago or Dallas, and there's rioting people 2-3 weeks into it and no power. I'd probably even be cheering troops coming in and restoring order. And then they do a good job. It's on the news they did it. Precedent set. And the army's going to stay on the streets to maintain order. And then the arrest of political dissidents can begin. See, they know how to sell it. They don't come out and say, we're going to put Americans in forced labor camps. It's, oh, look at the kids. Society's collapsing. And now they'll spend part of their school day planting government gardens on city property and giving the money to the state from the sale of the food. And, oh, we're going to have environmental brigades, and they're going to pay the kids and pay the adults and pay the senior corps and pay the, you know, everybody, the baby boomers, the seniors, they admit they're hiring everybody. They want to hire 13 million, the Associated Press reports. The government wants to pay 13 million. The military's a million. I kept saying as big as the military off Obama's speeches and off Rahm Emanuel's book, his chief of staff of Force Compulsory Service. No, they, then a month ago, no, it's 7 million and now it's 13 million. New York Times. And it's compulsory service in that, oh, well, to get out of school to when, you got to serve a year, compulsory national service. It's paramilitary. The White House has said it. It's been at change.gov, Rahm Emanuel speeches, C-SPAN, the bills they've introduced. But then everybody else, it's, oh, well, you get a little stipend. And you get a security card where it means you're trusted and you go to the head of the line at the airport. You don't get searched too bad on the buses. And they're going to have TSA on every street corner. Minimum wage. We're talking $7, $8, right above minimum wage. This TSA's already paid a lot of them, $11, $12. On the streets, they've announced everywhere. They're going to be searching you, bossing you. You'll be walking down the street. You'll be at the farmer's market. You'll be at the mall. You'll be in a bus. They'll pull you over just like Mexico. Happened to me 2 years ago when I was down there. Show my children some pyramids, give them a little bit of culture, a little bit of history, a little bit of anthropology. And the Mexican troops would pull over the tour bus, big nice tour bus, and make the people get out and pay them money. That's how the world works in North Korea. Paul Watson's been to China twice. He goes on trips once a year. And he was in Tibet, and the police just pull you over and shake you down for money. It's the same thing here. Same thing in Texas. So the good news is no one is buying your bull. You know, Obama would give press conferences when he first got elected, and you'd have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 million people tuning in. Now when he does these press conferences constantly, you'll have a couple hundred thousand tuning into CNN, a couple hundred thousand tuning into Fox. They tune out. They're sick of some, you know, handsome guy in a fancy suit who's got a nice voice and a nice cadence with a Harvard silver tongue, lawyer tongue sitting there lying to you, reading off a teleprompter. The jig is up. The people know he's a liar. So now the Obama supporters have gone from, yeah, oh, he's the Messiah. You just shut up. You watch. My bills are paid. My car's paid for. Life is fixed. Jesus Christ has returned to the planet Earth. Literally saying he was the one, the Messiah from Krypton, you know, just the Savior, the President of the Earth, all those headlines too. Well, he's better than Bush, and, you know, he's got a compromise to get things done too. Yeah, he's a traitor. He sold us out. In, 4 months? Let me see. January, February, March, April, May. 5 months. Because into June. June 25th? He got in, January 21st? That's a little over 6 months. What, 6 months and 4 days? Let me see. January, February, March, April, May, June. It's 5 months and change. So he's been in roughly 6 months, and his approval ratings dropped from 84%, 86%, depending on the poll, to the mid-50s. And it's going to keep dropping until they start a war with North Korea, or until they start a war with Iran, or until they go into Georgia again. And I don't mean Georgia peaches on the East Coast down there with the Southern girls. I'm talking about Georgia. Southeastern Europe, north of Turkey, the gateway to the east. So, ABC News, White House special, struggled for viewers, is the headline. Meanwhile, let me just give everybody the news flash here, and it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, articles breaking this down. Total war has been declared on humanity. The establishment is making its move. With everyone. They're grabbing the entire water supply and the surrounding areas. Total federalization of every square inch of the United States. Underground water, underground aquifers, controlling the land above it, below it, around it. Up to 10 miles on every side of every river. Just like with their Napa superhighways, 10 miles on each side of every one of their roads. You look at the maps, it's over half of Texas. Over half of Nevada. Over half of all these states. See, this is the federal land grab. They're making their move for open, total dictatorship dealing with the swine flu. Openly announcing on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, drilling it in your head, calmly saying, yeah, we might have to have martial law. Oh, it killed another person this week. When regular flu kills 30,000 plus people a year in the U.S., there's been, what, three deaths or something? They're saying, yeah, in the fall, it's going to get real bad, and we're going to have to forcibly inject you. Yeah, we're implementing all the executive orders for martial law, but it's for your own good. Getting all the billions of doses globally ready for the population. They're announcing the total Federal Reserve banking takeover of all financial transactions, any business, anything associated with the economy that affects the economy, or the overall strength of the economy, they say. They have control over. No audits, no investigations, no way to look into what they're doing. The IRS has been given unconstitutional power to spy on anyone, to not have warrants, to do just total end of the Bill of Rights on that front. That's back in the news today. Climate cops, climate regulation, carbon taxes on everything globally being passed right now. Giant, hundreds of billions, $106 billion to pay off governments in the name of war funding. Hundreds of billions they're about to pass to pay Mexico, to pay China, to pay India. That's mainstream news. Calderon wants green money, and he's going to get it, which then they pay them the billions of dollars to, quote, adopt climate taxes, and they pay them the money to do it. It's a payoff. They never have to follow it. Only the idiots in the West do. And then they pay the majority of it right back to the bankers. They take taxpayer money, fence it. It's not even fenced, but launder it publicly through the third world countries and developing nations, and then send it right back to themselves. I mean, this is fraud. So we'll go over all of that, Webster Tarpley, and take your phone calls coming up today. Meanwhile, we have all these states shutting down. State shutdowns loom as deadlines near. At least 19 states will still have to approve their fiscal 2010 budgets before next Tuesday. They're all trying to raise taxes. If they don't, staffers might not get paid and services might be shut down. And they always do this to terrorize state and federal employees to then really harass and squeeze the citizens. You know, the states really have two sets of books, the comprehensive annual financial reports. Normally it's about 70% more than what you see on budget. Texas has hundreds of billions every year in extra money, but that's then invested and laundered into offshore banks. But they'll tell the cops, you're fired if you don't go out and squeeze. And the cops are now just out riding 1 mile over the speed limit, you get a ticket. Just squeezing everybody by the throat. You can't get a cop to show up if you get robbed or raped hardly, but you can get them to show up to give you a ticket. Hell, you call the cops half the time now for trouble and end up writing you a ticket when they show up. Because they're there. They're going to lose their job if they don't. And see, they don't care. The establishment doesn't care as everything collapses because they all live in armored villas offshore in Switzerland and in the Cook Islands and in New Zealand and in the Caribbean. Behind big 12-foot barbed wire fences with their own armed guard shack, grenade launchers, weapons. It's a big joke to them. Chest of diamonds, chest of gold, just wealth unbelievable, even the mid-level people. It's just, it's been an incredible raping, an incredible victory against humanity, an incredible, just absolute takeover where the entire government was formed into a mafia proboscis instrument to suck all the wealth out. And now the rear guard action is the police state. That's just perfecting the robbery. That's just babysitting the slaves as we're basically put under, euthanized, culturally, psychologically, mentally, physically. So state shuts down, state slash jobs, despite stimulus. So they're already getting rid of a bunch of their own people and then just keeping the money because most of that goes to debt to the banks. State shutdown looms as deadlines near, and they will end up laying off a lot of cops on the road. You'll lose your job, period. It doesn't matter. And then they're going to have private Merc arms that you'll have to then go get employed by that'll do it. California is set to issue IOUs as fiscal crisis weighs. Reuters. U.S. jobless claims rise. Total benefit rolls climb. So that's some of the news on that front. It could all stop if we arrest the bankers. It could all stop if we said no to the New World Order. But we can't. We have to do what the establishment says. We have to continue to let them, like a boa constrictor wrapped around a piglet, strangle us to death. We'll come back and break down the governor.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Dios to Farrah Fawcett, dead at age 62. Ed McMahon a couple days ago. Death is the great equalizer. None of us are making it out of here alive. A lot of times when people figure out they're going to die and got time to get ready for it, they grow spiritually. Because then all the crud, all the baubles, all the pettiness, all the posing doesn't matter anymore. What matters is the species and what you've built, what you stood for, and realizing you live on for humankind. That this life was only a test. Farrah Fawcett, who skyrocketed to fame as one of a trio of impossibly glamorous private eyes on TV's Charlie Angels, is dying after a long battle with cancer. She was 62. Fawcett died at 9:28 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, California. She had recently returned to St. John's for treatment of complications from the cancer. First diagnosed 3 years ago, her longtime partner Ryan O'Neill was at her side to the final days. So there you have it. Volcker gets less than he wants in curbing Wall Street excesses. I love how Volcker runs around blaming the CEOs and the brokerage firm heads who were hired financial mercenaries, jackals, hyenas, to carry out the crime, and then always the big shareholder controllers like himself. And he's just a uber manager for the real shareholders, but he's up in that upper echelon, the lower rungs of it. And then they always blame it on a organized economy, and Obama can fire what CEOs he wants, and they can give pieces of GM and Chrysler to who they want. Watching George Soros a few months ago testify how he was fighting the evil bankers and fighting the implosion of the economy. Then the surly bastard goes on international television and press conferences bragging he's involved in it and saying he loves doing it and it's so much fun. I mean, this is the type of garbage that we talk about, the type of garbage that we see and deal with from these people. You know what? I could get into Governor Sanford, but I'm going to get into it later because I don't have time now at the end of this hour. So a lot is going on. I'm just going to go ahead and get Tarpley on now. And then at the end of the show, I promise, I want to spend 10 minutes breaking down what's really happening with Governor Mark Sanford. We got some video clips of him admitting he's attended Bilderberg up on Infowars.com. And another video clip of him talking about weird all-seeing eyes and all this stuff. And I knew that he was pro-Second Amendment and actually had a better voting record than a lot of governors. And from the get-go, them hyping up, where's the governor, where's the governor? You know, the TSA knew day one where he'd gone, what he'd done. But they built this up as hype so it would get a lot of attention that he was cheating on his wife when regularly it would just been a little blurb in the news. This was a coordinated, scientifically implemented PSYOP, and you got to ask why this was done by the mainstream media. Just like Governor Elliot Spitzer. He writes an op-ed piece for the New York Times and for the Wall Street Journal, writes a couple of them I saw, explaining how the scam worked with the bankers. And they said, buddy, we've had you under surveillance. You see hookers. We watch your bank account. Everybody gets their bank account watched. I mean, if you're above somebody working at McDonald's, you got AI computers and analysts looking at what you do, reviewing your file. And they said, burn him. Now, the question with Governor Sanford is, why did they say burn him? Probably because we got video of him talking bad about all the old geezers at Bilderberg. I think they've showed him, but I'll break that down later. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into the second hour of this worldwide transmission. Webster Griffin Tarpley will be with us for 2 hours, maybe even longer, if I can twist his arm into it, because I got a host of issues to talk about with Webster Griffin Tarpley. As viewers know, many of you, Webster Griffin Tarpley is really the main voice of the Obama deception. It has my good friend and economist George Humphrey in it. It has great trends forecaster and political analyst Gerald Celente. It has Willie Nelson. It has Jesse Ventura. It has KRS-One, Professor Griff, myself, and many others in it. But Tarpley's really the main voice of the film, as he is in the new upcoming film that's got John Perkins in it and a bunch of other people I'm not even going to name at this time. I've never had a budget like this for a film. I mean, it's probably going to have like 15 big names in it with their analysis, all on the same page, but different perspectives. So that is coming up in... That's going to come out October 1st. I've gone ahead and extended it because I was just going to throw a film out. It was still going to be hard-hitting, but I really want this. The Obama deception's now rivaling Loose Change, folks. It is, I cannot describe to you, and we're going to Webster Tarpley, but I think he needs to hear this as well, that I've confirmed it's in Japanese newspapers and they're showing it to Japanese, not just film students, but economic and political science students, that entire universities, this is in the South Korean news, are showing it to all their students, that multiple universities, that I've been interviewed for magazines, and they've told me over in South Korea and TV programs as well, that entire universities are showing it to entire student bodies. I mean, I've asked one newspaper reporter, I go, well, how many at this one school? Oh, hundreds of classes have been shown the Obama deception. And I'm just moving from the east to the west, Russia, Europe, everywhere, translated into more than 10 languages that I've seen, Portuguese, Spanish, Chinese, German, Dutch, French. Just, it's incredible. This is on track now to become the most downloaded, most viewed internet film in history. And we have no way of gauging it. 2 months in, I checked it. There were 15 million views I could see, and I only spent 45 minutes going to different sites. Million here, 2 million there, 3 million here, half million here, 400,000 there. 15 million. The peer-to-peer networks, the BitTorrents, other language systems, thousands of video sites, I have no way of knowing. Just the copies of DVDs, Phoenix newspapers reported more than 15,000 given out by students at one Obama event when he came to speak. That's devastator. And videos of the students going wild, putting all their extra money, fundraisers, into buying 15,000 DVDs with mass burners making copies. And now they're doing, I mean, it's just all over the country, all over the world. Just, so that's why I said, look, I can't just throw another film out, even though I was doing it for speed. That was going to be good. This is going to be a masterpiece. I just am battling with myself over the name. So we'll talk to Webster when we get back about, first, the spirit of resistance, the spirit of liberty, the spirit of believing you can stand up and getting animated in this fight. Knowing who your enemy's half the battle, taking action, and knowing you can't be stopped if you simply exert yourself as the other half. If you counterstrike the New World Order before it's too late, before their full panopticon, their technological system is in place. So we'll kind of go to break here in a moment, come back to Webster Tarpley, but I just wanted you to know that in the second interview with Webster, and also in the first, but we didn't put a lot about Iran and Pakistan and North Korea in the first one because we wanted to have it simpler for the general public. The second one, we'll have more on that. Everything he said came true, and it just gives me more and more respect for the foresight, the over-the-horizon analysis of Webster Griffin Tarpley. We're going to get 2 hours of that coming up after this break. His view on what's happening geopolitically and then economically and then inside the United States as well. Detailed analysis straight ahead. You don't want to miss this information.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Webster Griffin Tarpley is with us into the fourth hour today. So 2+ hours, phone calls coming up later in the next hour with Webster Griffin Tarpley. I want to go over Iran. I want to go over Pakistan. I want to continue to move east into the Korean Peninsula. Why suddenly all this is starting and happening. I want to get into then what's happening with the economy and a lot more with the unauthorized biographer of George Herbert Walker Bush and Barack H. Obama. And we carry both his books on Barack H. Obama at InfoWars.com on the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, I would add. Also, he is a award-winning economist and researcher, Webster Griffin Tarpley. Webster, so much of what you said in the first Obama deception, now in the new film where we interviewed you a few months ago, is now coming true. So I want to get into how you knew their attack plan. I mean, I know what you're going to say. Brzezinski's been quite public and vocal about it, but still, to see them actually doing it is just amazing. What you think their next moves will be? Are things going well for the globalists? for the Anglo-American New World Order crime syndicate? Is their global game of grand chessboard playing out the way they would have wanted to? How do we block them? And then what's happening with the economy? But first, I just want to share the good news with people. Folks out there have done an incredible job of the Obama deception. It is on track right now to rival any film ever released as being the most viral film in internet history. It is just, it is incalculable with the intelligence I have and the systems we have to even gauge it. Conservatively, again, over 15 million views a month and a half ago when I last counted up just a few sites. Just incalculable the DVDs being copied and given out worldwide. Incalculable because it's so accurate and showed all his lies and said what his next lies would be. And it's actually worse than we said. So the film, people are seeing it almost like revelation. And though it's not real revelation, it's they reveal what they would do before in their white papers, as you know. So can you speak to people having faith in themselves, realizing we're at the global crossroads where they're trying to bring in the carbon tax tyranny, the total federalization of all water supply tyranny, the fascistic healthcare takeover tyranny, just on every front, militarily, you name it, we're at that flashpoint in history, and it seems things are only accelerating. Webster Griffin Tarpley.
Thank you, Alex, and congratulations to you on the tremendous success of this Obama deception. I think we've just gone through a watershed in that I believe Obama has now peaked, at least for the moment, in terms of his ability to manipulate the United States population with his demagogy. You can see that his poll numbers are beginning to fall, and in this he repeats the track of Carter. Now, in the middle of that, I think the Obama deception has been an important ingredient in catalyzing people to see what was going on in front of their noses. And I one of my favorite proverbs, I guess you could call it, is something I learned from a Spanish coal miner from the north of Spain, from the Asturias. And he said, you have to remember that in this life, you can either be active or you can be radioactive. In other words, you have to use political action to try to fend off and avoid the worst, and I believe that remains absolutely valid today. And the other side of it, I think, is this another good quote for people. In, if you're concerned with, you know, being political and continuing a struggle even when it's it doesn't look so good, is you can have the pessimism of your intelligence. In other words, you can look around and say that the world is in very, very bad shape, and it often does, and it often looks like things are not very hopeful, shall we say. So the pessimism of the intelligence is fine, but then don't use that to drop out or, you know, relapse into just a mode of complaining. The optimism of the will, and I think optimism of the will is what you showed by putting out this Obama deception, right? At the time we taped that, it was the height of Obama mania, right? It was the beginning of December of last year, as I recall, for the part that I was in.
Yeah, he had 80% approval ratings, godlike level.
Right. It seemed like, you know, a small group of people going against the biggest demagogical exercise in world history, right? It seemed like an act of the most grotesque lunacy. But in reality, I think it has had a significant effect, and I think it will have more. I think the audience for this can only grow, because the audience, as long as they were on this hysterical high of Obama mania and utopian dreams and messianic illusions everywhere, people are probably not so interested. But I think as the problems become more obvious, and as these illusions vanish, you know, it vanishes like at dawn, and then comes the hangover. In the middle of the hangover, I think people are going to want to see exactly what has been done to them.
So no, you're right. That's key. In fact, that's the only point I meant to make. And you're right. No, you're right. It's growing. It's accelerating in its exponential explosion. That's what's really taken my breath away. Go ahead, Webster.
So I recommend political action, and I think people, you know, I got an email the other day from a guy in New York City, in Brooklyn, who is a big Obama supporter, and he'd been in the 9/11 Truth Movement, and he wrote me an email saying that he had been very wrong about Obama, and I thought this was probably one of the most committed Obama supporters in New York City, and he said, "Well, that, you know, I realize now that this was a mistake." And of course, you can understand why some people would make a mistake, right? A lot of people hated Hillary Clinton for various reasons, hated other people. Certainly, just about everybody decent hated Bush. So there were reasons why people made this mistake, and that was really what Obama built on, right? He was sort of judoing a situation where, the other alternatives all seemed to be totally discredited, and he was new, and nobody knew anything about him, so why not give it a try? Well, unfortunately, not a good idea, as we're seeing now. So I think the resistance is likely to grow, and I think a lot of people are having these moments of epiphany, right, where they realize that this was, that they'd been duped, right? So fine. Fool me once, shame on you.
Absolutely. I want to get back into where you see Obama's future, how you see his crumbling unfolding. We talked during the break. You have the same concern as mine. He will implode until he's discredited as a fraud, a charlatan, a con man, false hope, a scam artist puppet, unless they stage terror attacks or some type of Iranian crisis or North Korean situation. So let's start now on the geopolitical spectrum, moving first to Iran.
Right. I think we can start with Iran because Iran is the big concern of the Carter administration, right? Remember, the Trilateral Commission is the common denominator of Carter and now of Obama. And indeed, some of the people are the same. Paul Adolf Volcker was put into the Federal Reserve by Carter, and now we've got Paul Adolf Volcker sitting in the White House as the Director of Economic Recovery for Obama, a real amazing thing. And, of course, back in the Carter administration, we had Zbigniew Brzezinski running the government in terms of foreign policy from his post at the National Security Council. Today we have Robert Gates, the protege of Brzezinski, a man who owes much of his career to Brzezinski, now in the Pentagon, running the U.S. military. So Iran was the big thing. The only time Carter got an improvement in his public opinion after the first year was the Iranian hostage crisis, beginning in November of 1979, and then lasting for more than a year. Right, that gave him the rally round effect. So we got to remember what Biden said in Seattle on the 19th of October, right, that there's going to be a crisis in the first 6 months. We'll see what that might be. But let's look for the moment at Iran. We just had Obama go to Cairo and give this speech. Right? It was really the second time Obama had done this. He had gone to Turkey some months before in April and given really the same kind of speech with a little bit less oomph but with a certain, probably not as much hysteria around it. But there he was in Cairo, and he made this speech. Now, forget about the details of the speech. I think the main thing in the speech that was important was he had no economic perspective to offer. He had nothing about a Marshall Plan for the Middle East, nothing about rebuilding the war-torn economies of Gaza, of southern Lebanon, of Iraq, helping a place like Iran that has been hit by economic sanctions. He had nothing about the Israeli economy, right? Three-quarters of every Israeli, of the Israeli children grow up in poverty thanks to the economic policies instituted by our dear friend Netanyahu when he was the finance minister. If any part of the world needs a Marshall Plan, this is a very good example. There's not a word about improving living standards, fighting disease, illiteracy, despair, hunger, none of that. It's all in the area of just, rearranging the counters on the board. Now, after that, you had this election in Lebanon where the Hezbollah were thought to be about to take over the Lebanese government, and they didn't. So it's Hezbollah and General Aoun, a Maronite Christian, a great Lebanese patriot, the guy that I would look to in Lebanese politics. They didn't quite get the majority, but they remained quite strong. And this was considered to be already a magical effect of Obama's speech. The main goal of Obama's speech, though, is to try to turn the Arabs and the Iranians, the Islamic world in the Middle East, against Russia and against China. Because this is the essence of Obama's policy. It's an anti-Russian, anti-Chinese policy that tries to address the question of world domination using other countries as pawns, kamikaze puppets, expendable assets, proxies, exercises in buck passing, and things like this. So that I think is now what's going on with Iran. I mean, if you want to just put a headline over the Iranian situation, you could say that if you had regime change in Iran, one of the first things that a new puppet state in Iran, controlled by the U.S. and the British, would do is to cut off the oil to China. And similarly, if you have a revolution in Saudi Arabia, they might have a revolution in Saudi Arabia. The goal of that would be to cut off the oil to China, because that is the geopolitical sense of this entire thing.
Yeah, stay there. Again, they use revolution, whether it's anti-religious or pro-religious, it doesn't matter. They'll do it to break down and control any group they can. I want to look at the different characters involved in what's happening in Iran and where you see that going.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We'll be right back.
We are back live with Webster Griffin Tarpley with us well into the final hour. We'll have open phones coming up in the next hour. Webster, you get on the air and you're calmly talking about all of this, and I think that's important to break it down. I want people to understand you've done deep research on all these subjects. I've done quite a bit of research as well to be able to even bask the basics, to grasp the basics of what's going on. But I just want listeners to understand, this is, again, a key crossroads. Very serious things are happening right now. Very serious things are being decided right now. And so I don't want to just talk about what their goals are in Iran or Pakistan or going west in Georgia or going east again in North Korea. I want to talk about where you see it going. I mean, is it going well for them? Just as a layman studying this, it looks like things aren't going well in Iran, that the goal was to demonize Iran for military strikes, perhaps in the future, to kind of sell the outside world on that is one option. Another option is to try to put in the former prime minister who was hooked into the CIA and different black ops, who's actually a hardliner and goes with the corrupt inner mullahs versus Ahmadinejad. And that they do want to install him, and he has, you know, been anti-Russia in the past, to kind of strike a deal with the mullahs, but certainly that deal has been rebuffed. It's not being accepted. I mean, this is very, very murky. We know the CIA and MI6 are on record in there fomenting this and coming up with the classic color revolution and admittedly doing it, but what are the goals? Are they going well? Who are the factions? Because people want to hear that from you.
Well, remember, the Brzezinski tradition, and this is just normal imperialism, right? The neocons make you forget what a normal imperialist looks like. The Brzezinski tradition is you don't attack anybody. You sit back and play other countries one against the other. They have a name for this. It's called buck passing. In other words, if you want to do something bad to China, don't do it yourself because there might be blowback. You get somebody else to do it. So if you can get Iran to cut off the oil to China, or if you can get Iran into some hostile relation with Russia, then that's what you want to do. And I think that's
destabilization, balkanization, wind-up toys, the word you use is good, kamikazes. This is the great game, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you say, it's a color revolution. It's a people power coup. It's a velvet revolution. And there was some guy from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the Pasdaran, who had an article about in the week before the election saying that what's going to happen is an attempt at a velvet revolution at the people power coup by the CIA, and we won't let it happen. Now, I think that they're not doing well with this. I think there was a hysterical group, and it's called the soft power group in the U.S. Foreign policy community. The soft power group says, we don't want the neocons and their stupid military methods. We want to use trickery, guile, subversion, soft power. We can do more with less. We can do more imperialist dirty work with less losses and certainly less expense and less fewer political problems. And that would be this group around Joseph Nye, who was one of the Nye is kind of an interface between the trilaterals and the Bilderbergers. Big supporter for Obama. He was blogging for Obama on the Huffington Post. So the soft power group. And now let's look at what they've got. If you want to have a color revolution, you've got to have a telegenic demagogue who gets out there and leads. And this they don't really seem to have. I mean, somebody like Obama himself, or you can see that the telegenic is a flexible term when you get somebody like Yushchenko in Ukraine, right? He's not exactly telegenic. Maybe Saakashvili in Georgia maybe looked more telegenic at the beginning. Anyway, they have a problem in the sense that they don't have a leader who's willing to get out there and bet the ranch. The other thing you need, of course, is a color. In Iran, they have it. It's green. They have a slogan. The slogan is something like, yes, we can, as I understand it. You've got to have control of the TV and the media. Now, inside Iran, they don't have it. The state television, of course, is pro-Ahmadinejad. Satellite TV, though, is going to be anti-regime. It's interesting. The British just began a special television channel for Iran a couple of months before this started. The BBC, yeah. Persian television, not radio anymore, but now television. This is something I think big. The really basic thing you need is a rent-a-mob, a dupa-mob, and swarming adolescents. The kind of thing you saw camped out in Kiev, right, in late 2004. So that they had up to a point largely through the intervention of this CIA covert action program with the $400 million for communications, for Twitter, for cell phones, and all the rest of this stuff. So that
stay there. Quick break, long segment coming up. Let's continue to break this down on the other side with Wester Griffin Tarpley. We've got both his books on Obama, by the way, available at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
The Great Game, How Do the Globalists, the New World Order, the Anglo-American Establishment plan on playing the different countries in the world and populations off against each other to bring in this world government that they've openly announced. Bank of the World controlling everything you do. The green Nazis in your home, mainstream news. The young people's new jobs will be converted over to being brigades. They're saying the public school children will grow gardens to give it to the state. That's the new service, is actual slavery. I mean, we're going back to pre-1860s here. Going back to Webster Tarpley in a moment to continue with Iran, then North Korea, as we go around the world and look at what's really happening. And then we'll look at the economy as well with our guest, who has a great track record of analyzing and breaking all this down extremely accurate fashion. Before I go any further, though, I'll tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. One of them's Home Gain. This is a place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, or getting any real estate questions answered, and it's absolutely free. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com, and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get a free estimate of your home value, or any other address for that matter, if you're buying or selling a home. According to Realtors, home sellers becoming more realistic on home prices, go to blog.homegain.com and see Home Gain home prices survey results. There is a new feature called Street View where you can look at the house at street level and take a virtual walkthrough tour of the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself, and again, it's all free. There are tons of tools to help you, for instance, and if you want to remodel your home, go to homegain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. It's homegain.com. And one other sponsor I wanted to tell you about this hour is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the place to get high-quality storable foods for insurance. You know, you buy insurance for floods and insurance for hurricanes or tornadoes or storms or fire. But in this depression we're going into, in this urban society with almost no one being self-sufficient, no one having really gardens unless it's a slave garden with your children working for the federal government, we need to have storable food. And this is who I get my storable food from. I was buying food for them before they were a sponsor. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Call and get a free brochure or watch the videos online about all their high-quality food products. And they have other things like stoves and water filters and stuff. It's just a great site, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. And then lastly, we have an online video and bookstore shopping cart. It's a video store, a bookstore, all the best films and books that I read that I think are important, the best films I see. It's all available at InfoWars.com. We've added a lot of T-shirts that spread the word about the New World Order and fighting the globalist. If you want to meet like-minded people, if you want to reach out to folks in your community, well, then wear your colors on your sleeve, on your back. Infowars.com, just a whole bunch of anti-New World Order, pro-1776, anti-slavery material, and, of course, all of the films like Endgame and Ma'afa 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century America. I want to go over some eugenics and this whole green movement with Webster as well before he leaves us. Now, going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley. Webster, okay, you got the floor. I'm going to sit back here, continue with the different players in Iran, where you see this going, how that's going, and then let's move to other battlefronts, like what you see really going on in Pakistan versus what's happening in North Korea, because it's as if someone flipped a light switch in global crises in a fiery crescent from Eastern Europe into the Korean Peninsula, just suddenly lit up in flames, as well as Africa.
Yes, well, just on Iran now. If you come out and say that the revolution in Iran is being run through Twitter, that already implies a very specific class composition of who is out there revolting. A lot of people in Iran don't even have a phone. A lot of people in Iran have never made a phone call. The people who have access to the internet are maybe 20-25%. That would be my guess. So if you say that the golden youth, the privileged youthful students of Tehran University are demanding the overthrow of the regime, this is a social stratum that is essentially demanding more privileges for itself. These are people who believe in economic globalization. They're big on the free market. For example, this guy Mousavi is demanding privatization of the state sector, a typical IMF, International Monetary Fund, shock therapy demand. He's demanding freedom on the Internet. Well, to the average peasant or poor worker, there's no such thing as freedom on the Internet because they don't have the Internet. And I think this points to the limitation of what they're doing in Iran. It reminds me a little bit of the Cedars Revolution that they tried in Lebanon a little while ago, where you had the rich Christian Maronite jet set driving up in Porsches and BMWs, if not Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis, and saying, "Oh, we're really hurting. We've got to get Hezbollah out of out of Lebanon. It's this kind of a situation. The support for Mousavi is largely in North Tehran, which is like saying, you know, Park Avenue or Beverly Hills or the Gold Coast of Chicago. In other words, a very rich neighborhood. So it's rich elitists who like Mousavi, and you can get enough of them to go out on the street and drag some others with them, and the desperate housewives, because the desperate housewives are fascinated by the wife of Mousavi, who's a lady with some kind of academic background. She's an academic dean. And now, this is the problem, the very narrow base of support for the U.S.-British candidate Mousavi. Normally, you have to have a public opinion poll. The classic way you do a color revolution is an oppressive regime has an election, and then you get your swarming adolescents, you get your rent-a-mob and dupe-a-mob of young people and rich elitists out in the streets, camping in the main square of Kiev, things like this, and they demand the overturning of the election, as they're doing now, based on the idea that vote fraud took place. Well, how can you prove vote fraud? In this case, there's absolutely no proof. There's no suggestion of how you can prove vote fraud. They say, well, such and such a candidate came from this region, and he didn't win it. Well, you know, Al Gore lost Tennessee. Big deal. It's very easy for people to lose the area that they come from if the opponent is popular. So the vote fraud scenario suffers from the fact that they don't have a poll. And the polls that they do have show Ahmadinejad shows the regime candidate winning by about 2-1. So about two-thirds of the votes for Ahmadinejad. And that's about what you have. So I think on the whole, this is not going to be very, very successful. And I think the really sinister thing again is if Mousavi got in, what would he do? Let's look at Mousavi for a minute.
This is the butcher of Beirut. This is one of the most hardline Islamic fascist, to use the neocon terms. If anybody's an Islamic fascist, it's him. But always you see the globalists, the CIA, MI6, cozying up to these butchers.
Right, that,
he represents the old line. He represents the old line, wealthy, corrupt, that Ahmadinejad is fighting. I'm not saying Ahmadinejad's any angel, but this guy, you know, actually you can tell by his actions, he really believes he's doing the right thing. You're right, he's popular with the people, but the little CIA-funded kids... The only way I see this working, but I want your take on this, so I'm interrupting Webster, because I want to hear what you have to say on this. And this is what Paul Craig Roberts and others are saying, and I agree with them. The only real reason they went with this is maybe it's going to work to overthrow them. It destabilizes them, period, and discredits them in the world's eyes if Israel goes ahead and blows their nuke reactors to kingdom come, that, oh, well, the regime deserved it. This is some type of, demonization campaign. Now, do you agree with that or am I wrong?
Well, I think their maximum option was to try to overthrow the regime and put in a puppet state. The other thing, let me talk in a minute about the idea of busting up Iran, because that's their real strategy. Mousavi, as you say, is this prime minister from the 1980s. And for me, the thing that sums it all up is, during the Iran-Iraq war, started by the U.S., of course, in 1980, 1981, you had the mullahs, who are not good people, to say the least, going around and getting children. They would take children, fairly young children, away from their parents and get them to go to the front, and they would give them a stick or some little weapon that was really no weapon at all, maybe a knife or some silly little thing, and then send them up against the machine guns of the Iraqi army. So it was like a children's crusade. Now, Mousavi was the prime minister who presided over human wave attacks by young children who had been taken away from their parents by these mullahs. So this is what he represents. And he, of course, is a tool of this guy Rafsanjani. Rafsanjani is one of the most corrupt people in the world. Rafsanjani could compete with Zardari there in Pakistan in terms of corruption, right? He's the extreme corrupt manifestation of the old regime. So Rafsanjani, who is the oldest, most discredited, most corrupt representative of this entire theocracy, that again, the theocracy was set up by Carter and Brzezinski during the Carter administration, right? They installed Khomeini. That's what they wanted. They wanted Islamic fundamentalism as a bulwark against Soviet communism, and by God, they got it. So Rafsanjani is the spirit of Khomeini living on, and that's Mousavi. So this is now in the eyes of the U.S. and the British, this is now a wonderful reformer, and his wonderful supporters are these people that everybody should support. So I think this is probably going nowhere, and therefore that's a defeat for Obama, because remember, the argument for Obama was that this wonderful personality, this dazzling smile of Obama would transform the world through magical powers, right? Obama would gesture hypnotically, and the regime in Iran would fall. And again, the soft power people wanted the argument of saying, don't attack Iran, we can deal with Iran using these methods. Now, they have shaken the regime, but I don't know what's going to come out of it. I mean, it's you know, Tiananmen was certainly it was more extreme than what we've seen here, and that did not work in China. So it looks like the color revolution people power coup model is getting to be so well known that you can take measures against it, right? The Iranians have cut off Twitter and cut off parts of the internet and so forth. So I think they knew what was coming and they were ready for it. Now, in terms of the long-term CIA stuff, the journalists today ignore the fact that Bush in May of 2007, with great fanfare, Bush signed a $400 million program to subvert Iran using communications, you know, the used to be fax machines, now it's Twitter, cell phones, internet.
And more importantly, that was done publicly for a color revolution. They said to get the students to try to overthrow the government, an act of war, and I want you to continue, but for folks that don't know, this is on record. We've written a bunch of articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com previous to this latest big flare-up. They tried this actually back in 2004, the year after they'd taken over Iraq. There were some bombings and riots and things, and then they started, even before 2007, hiring four groups, and you always go over that, Webster, and then I want to move back to the current time and into the future, but you're really an expert on the four groups, one of them Kurdish, three of them connected to Sunni Wahhabist, and number three in Al-Qaeda, working for CIA. But then also one of the groups that worked for Saddam, they've got, so that's five groups, bombing mosque, blowing up school buses, shooting police, and Iran has sued the United States. The West admits they're staging attacks. Can you imagine if Iran was staging weekly attacks here for years? So it's not just 2007 with the shift from paramilitary attacks to getting the students ready for now what's happening. And then the facts of also how the mullahs can appoint who's going to run anyway. So why would they steal an election when they rig who gets to run anyway? So, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But how terrorists, including Al-Qaeda, openly work for the U.S. and England, and then they think our public is so stupid, Webster, they tell us Iran is Al-Qaeda when it's the opposite a religious group of Islam. I mean, this is like saying Superman is Lex Luthor.
Yeah, the U.S. Congress, of course, has repeatedly passed regime change laws concerning Iran. In other words, a flagrant interference in the internal affairs of a sovereign state. Now, remember, Seymour Hersh of The New Yorker has been writing articles since, 2004, 2005, saying the U.S. has special forces teams, terrorist controllers, saboteurs, political operatives on the ground in Iran, and they do. We have Brent Scowcroft, a gray eminence of the ruling elite, has given an interview quite recently where he says, of course, we have all kinds of CIA personnel on the ground. And that gets us into then I think the reasonable scenario for Iran is if you had Mousavi take over, that would leave Mousavi as the prime minister of what they call Iranistan. Iranistan would be sort of the central part of Iran, Tehran and Qom and some other large cities. But then, as you mentioned now, the CIA and the British, MI6 especially, they have these other groups, right? You have the Jundullah terrorists operating in Baluchistan. That would be southeast Iran, coming in sometimes from Pakistan. They have terrorists coming from Afghanistan into the area in the northeast. That would be Pashtunistan. That would be another component. Then they have, in the north, they have Azeris, they have Kurds, and then they have this Arabistan. This is where the British have invested a lot. Arabistan, or Ahvaz, is the coast of Iran along the Persian Gulf or Arabian Gulf, the Gulf, I guess. And that's the area of the Abadan refinery, the Karg Island tanker terminal, the oil fields, sort of south of a chain of mountains And here, for a long time, the British have sponsored what I call the BP Liberation Front, British Petroleum Liberation Front, because it is an open attempt to detach from Greater Iran the parts that the British used to control and used to be their
main source of oil. They want to slice the big port and oil field away so Iran has trouble.
Right. And then you mentioned the MEK, right? The Mujahideen-e-Khalq is an army with tanks, with all kinds of weapons that the U.S. has and continues to protect inside an enclave on the Iraqi side, but these people can be sent over. So if you add up Al-Qaeda in that Pashtunistan area, you've got Jundullah in the Balochistan area, you've got Mujahideen-e-Khalq, you've got this Ahvaz Liberation Front, you've got four or five different terrorist groups that are being fomented by the U.S. and the British. And the background to the entire thing, they say, if you turn on CNN, they say, well, the economy under Ahmadinejad is bad. Yeah, there are sanctions. There are draconian economic sanctions, practically a blockade. I don't know why Ahmadinejad doesn't get up there like Castro and say, you know, comrades or, you know, brothers in Islam, our economy is bad because we're under economic blockade. And I suppose he does say that. But that is one of the realities. Now, Ahmadinejad is, of course, a populist demagogue with a lot of bluster. But in terms of an election, it really looks like he won it. So,
yeah, certainly. We have U.S. poll companies saying 2-1. And then the other clown announces he's won hours before the polls close to create the perception of a stolen election when he loses. Webster, do you think he knows he's working for the CIA, or do they want to put him in?
I think he's probably a winning actor.
All right, stay there. We'll come back and get into other areas of the world.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Come, you masters of war.
Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes.
I think if you boil it all down in the last 45, 50 minutes talking to Webster Tarpley, he's coming to the same perspective and summation that I've come to and many of us have. The globalists have the high ground financially, but not morally. They have the power, they have the money, but it's a losing game. Time is on our side. Those of us that want human liberty and freedom and upward mobility and goals for society and, you know, where decency and truthfulness is honored, not just this capitulation to lies and evil. And that on every front, the New World Order is failing. They're grinding down to their axles like Napoleon in Russia or Hitler in Russia. But they got a lot of tricks up their sleeves, namely stage terror. And that's why we now get into North Korea, Pakistan, conflict with Russia, the encirclement, all of that continuing. But Webster, one final note on Iran, then we'll get into stage crises, North Korea being chief among them. I would imagine will be your view, but we'll see. And that is have you ever seen one that lies as much as Obama? I mean, we know presidents lie a lot, and that's just part of what they do. Unfortunately, it's become just business as usual. But with him, it's the over-the-topness, saying there's no CIA doing anything in Iran, there's no involvement, while his bosses, Brzezinski and Kissinger, and you mentioned Skrokov, are on TV bragging how they're running and all and calling it delicate manipulation. I mean, and that's another question. Why do they go on TV and admit they're behind it, but then he gets up and lies? Is that just part of the flaunting it in our face? They think we're a bunch of idiots?
I think Obama has a much bigger audience. And then when somebody like Brent Scowcroft speaks, that doesn't exactly get, you know, doesn't get on the evening news. But you're certainly right. With Bush, we had a brutal aggressor, an imperialist, reactionary. And he was frank, as he always said, you know exactly where I stand. Yeah, we did. He had this thin veil of pro-democracy neocon rhetoric, but you could already see the intent, which was just aggression, right? Imperialism. And he would say things like, bring it on, or dead or alive. So that's Bush. But now Obama's a completely different method. This is now systematic strategic deception, dissembling, fakery, lying, duping people, mass brainwashing, and according to some, even mass hypnosis or the attempt at mass hypnosis.
No, he's definitely doing that stuff. They have corporate classes on that. People used to tell me about it a decade ago. I didn't believe it. They really teach them how to do that.
Yeah, there was Count Cagliostro in the French Revolution could hypnotize crowds. I guess that's what Obama's trying to do. One of the mountebanks of the French Revolution is now reincarnated in Obama. So the point, though, is that his method is this deception. And I think as long as that holds up, it looks like it's going well. But then, as they used to say in Vietnam, it will become polluted by reality. All the promises that Lyndon Johnson made eventually crashed to the ground. And of course, he was a much less clever practitioner of deception than Obama. So people have got to change gears, right? You're no longer dealing with Bush. Bush is gone. I know a lot of leftists that I know are still hanging on to this idea that Bush is their main enemy. Well, that's long gone. So you're now dealing with Obama, and his method is this lying and so forth. And therefore, the idea of exposing him, right, what you do in the Obama deception, this becomes one of the main things. In other words, simply the loud statement of the truth is practically revolutionary when you're dealing with somebody like Obama.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back in 1 minute, Webster, okay, with the third hour. We got plenty of time with you today. We're very honored and very thankful that you're spending so much time with us. Webster Griffin Tarpley. And we'll tell you about his books and other materials on the other side. But yes, it was George Orwell that said in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So I think that's a nice addendum or dessert to what Webster just said.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right.
You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this 25th day of June 2009. It's Thursday edition. Webster with us for another hour and a half. Opening the phones up at the bottom of this hour. We'll just go ahead and do it now. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Only questions for Webster Tarpley. He can talk about almost any subject. 9/11 truth, government-sponsored terror, eugenics, the economy, what's happening in the world. But don't please call in and ask me about chupacabras or anything. I'm going to hang up on you. We'd love to hear from everybody, though. 1-800-259-9231. Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. Then I'll also go through news blitzes, get into the governor, which looks like a political hit up in South Carolina, and a lot more. Also, the video of the Chicago cop for no reason beating a bartender almost to death. And the judge said, no sentence. Keep your badge. You're on probation for 2 years. Good job, basically. So pretty soon they'll be shooting us for fun, and it'll be, hey, here's $1,000. Be a bounty on us or something. I mean, just the mafianess of the government is just unbelievable. Going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley, you're trying to make a point there, Webster, as we slammed into that satellite-initiated break.
Well, just look what's going on. The program of the U.S. and the British for all these countries is partition, balkanization, getting back to a crazy quilt instead of a unified national state. Brzezinski writes about this all the time. He writes about microstates and mini-states and how you need microstates and mini-states to safeguard human dignity. And, of course, it also happens that the microstates and mini-states are so small, so impotent, so squabbling, so wretched that they couldn't stand up against J.P. Morgan or ExxonMobil or Halliburton or Blackwater. Czechoslovakia was divided into two parts, right after the fall of the Warsaw Pact. Yugoslavia divided into five parts. Iraq divided into three parts, maybe two parts now and another part coming. The plan for Iran is to divide it into six parts. The plan for Pakistan into five parts. Sudan into two parts. And on and on and on. Some people come forward and say, secessionism in the United States? I don't think so, because that's exactly the program of the Council on Foreign Relations. Microstates and mini-states in the U.S. or North America would be just
well,
what
Webster,
the bankers ordered.
Webster, I'm going to let you speak on this, but I want to be clear. The mainstream media and Fox News and these different governors, including the one who's in trouble now, Ann Rick Perry, hijacked a states' rights movement saying we're not going to let the offshore banks control the federal government, and through that mechanism control us, we're going to have the states redeclare the Bill of Rights and Constitution for the Republic. Then the media, in a split, miscast the movement as secession to the left and balkanization, which it wasn't, and to the right said, oh, yes, it's good. We do want to secede. And now they have Glenn Beck and others pushing for physical secession. So I agree. Right. I'm not for secession. I'm for the states, like they said no to the Patriot Act, saying, no, we're going to keep the republic in place and reconvene the federal government if it becomes a complete vassal of offshore banks. But no, I agree with you. There's been an attempt, somewhat successful, to miscast or change the casting of this movement that I and others have been pushing into pure secession, not declaration of the republic rights.
I have a program for California, which can be adapted to any state, and I'd be happy if I could to adapt it if people have struggles going on in different states.
Okay, well, we got a break again. I interrupted you. When we come back, long segment.
Okay.
Flesh out that full point that you want to make about that, and I agree with you of what they've done to it, but it's nuanced. People say, I'm saying secede. No, I'm saying the state's rights, 9th, 10th Amendment, where the feds can't come into Texas and take my guns. Or they can't come in and say the feds own all the water supply of the U.S. and use that to triple prices. Because the bankers can balkanize to get control of you, or they can use a strong central government to do it, as you know, Webster. So I'm trying to head off both the paths by balancing the powers of the states against the Fed.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes into the third hour. Your phone call's coming up at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Over 150-plus thousand people a day downloading the free podcast at InfoWars.com, listening on their MP3, their iPhone, whatever device they have, where they want, when they want, how they want. Thank you so much for making us number one on Shoutcast, number one on many AM and FM affiliates. Ratings coming in from those, just exploding everywhere. As people find out all these years we were telling you the truth, this New World Order is real. This global empire is real, and we have a good chance of beating it if we just wake up to it and decide we have power and say no. Okay, Webster, I want to get into the economy, so let's accelerate through your point about the secession movements around the world, how they balkanize everywhere, or if they can, they want a powerful central government. If they've got that, that's fine. But if they want to bring something down or shut off a region, sanctions, they fund terrorists, they fund racial breakoff or religious breakoff groups. You were beginning to warn about that here in the United States. States' rights movement being hijacked and turned into a secession movement. Then let's move into Pakistan. Let's move into what you see happening in North Korea with Russia and then the economy.
Just in terms of what states can do, I would always say that the main level where you're going to fight a world economic depression is at the level of the federal government. And I urge people to regard government as the battlefield where the people confront the bankers. And if you don't fight the bankers concerning the government, in the government, then the bankers will control the government, and that's going to be bad. But if you have a mass movement of politically aware people, as you're saying, then you can push the bankers back and at least diminish their control over the government. Now, here's what I think those states can do. I wrote this program for California because this is the most acute case. In California, you have the whole economy collapsing and the place is descending into barbarism with Schwarzenegger. You've also got this thing going on in New York where the state government of New York has just about lapsed into chaos itself. It's a situation.
They're saying they're going to have the state police come arrest the members of the legislature.
It's unbelievable. So here's what you can do, though. Let's see. What can a state do? Rather than assert, you know, general principles, or maybe in addition to the general principles, let's assert a substantive program. How are you going to fight the depression? You want states' rights? Fine. To do what? Here's what I would do. Tobin tax. You look around in California. Let's take California. Good example. Everybody's overtaxed. You don't want to put any more taxes on
people. But you want a local Tobin tax, not what the New World Order wants, right?
No, this is a state tax. In other words, the government of California in Sacramento can say, the only untapped source of wealth, the only, it's not really wealth, but let's call it a cash flow, the only cash flow that is not taxed six ways to Sunday is financial speculation. Interesting coincidence, huh? Financial speculation, the most harmful of all activities, the activity that brought us derivatives and the depression, is completely untaxed. So let's have a Tobin tax, a securities transfer tax, which would be a 1% tax on all derivatives, stocks, bonds, foreign exchange, commodity speculation, the kind of speculation that drives up the price of gasoline.
Won't the feds claim a commerce clause on that?
Fight them. I mean, do something, right? Don't be paralyzed by what they might do. Let Obama come out and argue in the courts that that's impossible. No, I think a Tobin tax, if you can have a sales tax in California, it's a 9% sales tax in many areas. So if you want to go out and buy a pair of shoes for your kid, you pay 9%. What does the banker pay? There's a big financial district there in San Francisco with, you know, Wells Fargo and Transamerica and all these people. That huge stylized pyramid with the Eye of Horus on top that people may have seen. They pay nothing. There's no tax. There's no sales tax on bankers.
Exactly. They tax us through the bureaucracy and all the money's fed into their mouth.
Yeah, so I'm saying, let's redress the balance. And if you say, is there anything to tax that's not already overtaxed, it's clearly speculation. So derivatives and speculation of all kind, 1% tax paid by the broker, paid by the institutional partner in the exchange, not by you. So that, I think, that would do it for California. How about another one? Stop foreclosures. We've been on this program.
Oh, I got to stop you. I wanted to get into Malthusian economics. He wanted to bulldoze cities. He wanted to do things like that. For those that don't know, I know you know Webster.
Right.
Obama saying bulldoze 1/4 of U.S. cities. This was the Brzezinski Pol Pot model for those that don't know. And they just put it in USA Today like, well, of course we've got to bulldoze the cities. I mean, this is instead of just letting people live in those, they're making them go to sports stadiums in California and Hawaii. We sent cameras out there, as we predicted. You're not allowed to stay on the streets now or at a park. You've got to go to a FEMA camp. Meanwhile, the feds are federalizing the cities and are going to bulldoze neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's
which
a crime,
is a code word for land grabbing.
Imagine the bulldozing Flint, Michigan. This is just national suicide. A healthy economy builds new cities. You don't bulldoze old ones. You develop absolutely new ones, right? The science cities, indeed. Places that are built around a specific new industry that's emerging. But, you know, as you're saying, in California, this is the capital of the Obamavilles, right? The Hoovervilles of the current depression. You want to do something about that? All right. State law, ban foreclosures for 5 years or the duration of the crisis. That also applies to family farms. That applies to any business, a restaurant, a dry cleaner. You can't be foreclosed on. You can't be driven out of business for reasons of financial debt for 5 years.
And by the way,
duration.
Let me stop you. Because we look at the Austrian view, which I heard you this weekend attacking, and we look at your egalitarian view, and so we let people, you know, decide and think about themselves. But regardless, both of those systems are decidedly better than giving $14.8 trillion, as Bloomberg reported, in 7 months to offshore banks who then hoard the money and increase the price of loans and have accelerated foreclosures. So they promised, Bloomberg and AP reported, $9.4 trillion would have paid off all mortgages, not just mortgages in trouble, $45 million apartments, penthouses, $200,000 houses, $100,000 condos, everything paid off. That's our tax money to begin with. All real estate paid off that's a dwelling. But no, now it's worse. No loaning, actual interest rates going up. And then the phony right wing will say, you're a communist, Webster, for saying just freeze the mortgages to these criminal banks. They've already been given more money than it's such a scam. But then meanwhile, the so-called conservatives want to give trillions more to the bankers and then have them not say where it went. That's the new conservatism.
My method basically says people stay in their homes. You throw an American family on the street, it's a federal crime. Wall Street can eat the losses. And as you say, this is not the main thing in the financial crisis. The goal of all these bailouts has very little to do with subprime housing or housing in any sense. The centerpiece is derivatives, derivatives, derivatives. 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives, credit default swaps, collateralized debt obligations, structured investment vehicles, asset-backed securities, mortgage-backed securities. And the mortgage-backed securities is where the subprime business comes in. But the goal of the Obama administration, the overriding purpose of Obama, is to try to bail out the derivatives bubble, 1.5 quadrillion, and it can't be done. And the only thing you can do is realize you're dealing with a black hole. It doesn't matter how much you shovel in there. You've got to have some kind of a disintegration ray that you fire at the black hole and get rid of it.
But that's what I was going to say, Webster, is that you said 5 months ago when I interviewed you for the Obama deception that the more money we pump into the bailout, the worse it gets. And that's actually happened. Loans are down. Prices are up. Foreclosures are accelerating. And the bankers are saying, put more in the black hole. That will fix it.
And, of course, it won't. So the answer, of course, is to shut down these banks. In other words, 16 out of the top 19 banks are insolvent and should be seized this Friday by Sheila Bair. And the fact that Sheila Bair, the head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, has not seized Bank of America, Citibank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of New York Mellon, and so on down the list. It's the top 16 out of 19, as far as I can see. That is a crime. Sheila Bair is violating the law, and this is simply illegal. She does shut down these little banks, tiny little banks in out-of-the-way places, rural America, out-of-the-way small banks. The difference, though, Alex, is the Austrian school may oppose what Obama does, but they still leave you with the depression. The American system of Hamilton, Clay, Lincoln, Kerry, Roosevelt, Kennedy, which I'm trying to represent, the American system actually deals with the depression and defeats the depression. So one side can say, let's defeat Obama. That's fine. But let's go beyond defeating Obama. We've also got a real economic depression that we've got to deal with. So California could have a Tobin tax. They could stop foreclosures. The other thing, how about reviving a state usury law? Many states, just about all of them, up until the Volcker era, had a limit on the amount of interest that you could charge within the state. This is clearly constitutional. So this was in place for many years. When Volcker began getting up to that 22% prime rate, which meant, you know, for the average person, 30, 35, or more percent, these laws were swept away.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you is, how did Obama's reform mean that if you had a 15% rate on your credit card, it went to 25? How is that a reform?
Well, this is, again, it's the corporate state. And again, I have to call the only term for it is the Mussolini fascist corporate state, where corporation, it doesn't really refer to a modern corporation. It refers to a medieval guild where you've got government, business, and labor together obeying the logic of the banks above all, not the logic of government or the people, but of the banks.
And yeah, the whole universe is a food chain feeding into them at the top, and they've got to destroy things to feed. So they're not builders, they're destroyers, they're parasites. Webster, we kind of sidetracked into the economy first. I want to go through the geopolitical structure, then calls, then the economy. Okay, we'll be right back with Webster Griffin Tarpley on North Korea.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. And less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Webster Riven-Tarpley is our guest. I want to start taking your calls coming up in the next segment. Webster, let's move quickly through what's happening in the rest of the world. Obviously, the globalists, the neocons, the neoliberals, the New World Order, the Anglo-American establishment, the global empire, they want crises worldwide. What do you see happening with North Korea right now, and what do you see unfolding with that in the future?
Well, North Korea has traditionally been used by the U.S. Under Bush, let's say, to maintain imperial discipline in Northeast Asia, especially when the U.S. was getting ready to attack Iraq under Bush. You might have thought that, you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play. That might have given Japan and South Korea the chance to do something independent on their own. So in order to make sure that didn't happen, and this is actually an exercise in buck passing, as the theoreticians call this, if you get a crisis going with North Korea, you terrify Japan, terrify South Korea, you force them back to the skirts of the U.S. Nuclear umbrella, to mix a metaphor, and you maintain control by having an artificial crisis. So Kim Jong-il, the dear leader, has been a great asset for the U.S. in maintaining the imperial status quo in Northeast Asia, also, you know, scaring China, embarrassing China, creating all kinds of problems for China. And I think that's what they're doing again. As you mentioned, there have been all kinds of provocative maneuvers by the U.S. and probably South Korea. The South Korean leader right now seems to be much more of a hawk than the one before. You've got this, you know, every year they have this Ulchi focus lens exercise and so forth.
Yeah, that happened a month ago. Former presidents being thrown off cliffs, all submarines and ships, right, planes flying over North Korean airspace, right while right, the dear leader is giving power to the next hereditary thug who's 20-something years old. Perfect time to try to razz them.
I think they've probably had, you know, some border violations and territorial water violations, at least the way they see it. They are paranoid, of course. These people are, you know, the true heirs of Stalin, I guess, in the modern era. So it's a paranoid regime. And it seems to me also that they must have been getting threats that the world public doesn't see. In other words, some kind of a back channel, informal envoy, traveler, who knows what, speaking for the U.S. government.
Well, now they're saying kind of you threat. Ship even artillery shells to any country. You know, every other nation can sell weapons. We're going to board your ships and take them, which is
right,
a Cuban Missile Crisis level provocation. So that's out in the open, throwing the gauntlet down.
Right. And I think on this, they're right, that if you board one of their ships on the high seas, that's an act of piracy and war. And that is casus belli. In other words, if you want to take it that way, that can be the reason to get going with a war. I don't know if it's going to come to that. But look, go back to Joe Biden's famous speech in Seattle, 19th of October last year, where he said, after 1 year, we'll be hated because of our economic policies, and we're going to need your support then. That was the long perspective. The short perspective was, in the first 6 months, Obama will be tested with a manufactured international crisis. So 6 months takes us up to the 20th of July. So we've got a little bit less than a month for this to happen. And the hype now, of course, as everybody can see, is that there's going to be some kind of a missile test from North Korea on or around July 4th, that this is a great affront to the U.S. We've got the Patriot missile battalions, I guess, sent to Hawaii, demands for more ABM interceptors in Alaska and so forth.
But in reality, North Korea has put out their international alert, as all governments do when the U.S. and Russia test missiles, saying we're firing a missile into this area in and around this date, nowhere near Hawaii it's come out, and
it's on the death date of the first thug. They always test missiles, it turns out, on the death date, the day he died. So this is more just manufactured crises.
Right, and of course it is their right to test missiles within certain parameters, right? Everybody else does it, right? Pakistan, India, Iran, everybody in the world has missiles, starting with the U.S., the Russians, the British, and the French. So it's a manufactured crisis, and I think the goal is always to maintain the subjugation and subjection of Japan, especially South Korea, and also to embarrass China, just to create tremendous problems for China, because the worse things are in North Korea, the more refugees go across into China, the bigger the problem is for this very important Chinese province of Manchuria, right, which is right above North Korea, Harbin and these places in China, big industrial centers. So it's a cynical crisis being artificially created by people like Biden.
And isn't it also for our consumption here domestically as well, not just to keep the entire area of Asia in fear?
Yes, I think. And remember, with Obama, the door to false flag is now wide open, because the ruling elite thinks that he can accuse a country and be believed, which would not be.
Exactly. Let's cover false flag when we get back and take your phone calls, then get into the economy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Warren, Johan, Anthony, Annie, many others Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I really appreciate Webster Carver spending so much time with us today. We've got him till a half hour into the next 30 last minutes of the show. I'm going to do a big news blitz and play some important video clips and give you my take on why they're getting rid of the South Carolina governor, at least destroying his political fortunes. So that is coming up as well. But I do want to get into false flag terror and then the economy with Webster Tarpley in one moment. Before we do that, I have a few sponsors I want to thank who I believe in and I think are really great folks. And they also make this radio show possible. And one of those sponsors is FrontSight. This is the premier and the biggest in the country shooting training center for handguns, rifles, shotguns, long distance, you name it. And if you want to learn how to shoot good at 600 yards, 1,000 yards, I said 6,000 yards the other day, folks. I get numbers backwards. you want to go to FrontSight. It's FrontSight.com, just the front of a gun sight. FrontSight, FrontSight.com. And look, I happen to know a lot of people went through their firearms training. They have their big jumbo course with the 30-state concealed weapons permit, with the free $500 to $600 Springfield handgun in your caliber you choose, the 5 days of training, everything for $1,100. What is it, $1,195? That would normally be about $4,000. But they've got a bunch of other free training online, a lot of great news, a free newsletter online. Just go check out FrontSight.com. FrontSight.com. And they've also got their phone number on there. I should get their phone number out. We had Dr. Ignatius Piazza on a few days ago. He gave that out. He said they got a lot of phone calls. But it's on the website, FrontSight.com. Next time I plug it, I'll be sure and have the number for you, too, as well. Lastly, sponsor-wise, MySolarBackup.com. Great little unit. It provides 1,800 watts of power, 1,800-watt power generator, a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. And this will power quite a few little things in your house. You can get multiple units and run more of your house or enough units, the whole house. Great little proven solar panel itself, the little unit and the plugs that go into it. It's just a great system, all part of being prepared, getting more and more off the grid. MySolarBackup.com, or call toll-free to get a brochure or to order it or to inquire, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. And last but not least, let me digress now. Before we get into false flag terror, I wanted to briefly get Webster Griffin Tarpley's take on a few news items, and then we'll do false flag terror, then calls, and then the economy before he leaves us. But I wanted to bring this up because Webster really is a historian and a economist and author and journalist. I mean, he really is a great guy. And the more I research this stuff, the more I realize over the years how much Webster really does know. This is a crass plug. We carry both of his great books, the one about Barack Obama and his crime machine, and then the unauthorized biography of Obama. If you really want the straight poop, as they say, this isn't rumor, innuendo, baloney. This is scholarly, all available at InfoWars.com. But I'll put you on the spot, Webster. You're obviously in the Obama deception, the main narrative voice in there other than myself. But Endgame. I remember I gave a speech in Chicago, first time I physically met you. I've been interviewing you for more than 10 years. And I remember you going, yes, excellent information, and then learning you had a great knowledge of the eugenics model, the idea of these people. The establishment is all moving at once right now as if they know their window of opportunity is closing. And they're moving with eugenics. They're moving with one-child policies worldwide, you know, getting rid of tax credits for kids and even trying to tax having children. They are launching programs of climate cops, training children to tattle on their parents in the United States, in Australia, in Canada. It's in the news today, climate cops to fine wasteful homeowners and businesses. Austin's already setting this up as home audits, has nothing to do with energy. Literally, this commissariat, I guess would be the best way to describe it, but it's not communist. It's like a fascistic commissariat or political officer. And they have the green police. In fact, here's a shot of that for folks on PrisonPlanet.tv. green police, and that as people lose their jobs, it won't be an FDR build dams, build roads, build rest stops, build power plants. It will be literally tattling on neighbors, spying on people, watching surveillance camera banks. That's all in the news now. And the carbon tax, Al Gore, can you spend a few minutes on that? Then we'll go to calls and then get into false flag and the economy. But, I mean, the Federal Reserve banker reform bill, is a Federal Reserve can seize anything connected to any part of the economy, just the complete end of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We thought Bush was bad. It's just a progression, an evolution from bad to worse, where the feds are announcing they're taking over the entire water supply, no more states' rights. They're announcing green taxes. They're announcing total takeovers, banking takeovers, Homeland Security reports saying all gun owners and veterans are terrorists. It's so over the top, I'm having trouble processing it all. Are they trying to just bum rush us like a human wave attack of tyranny where we may shoot down five or six of the things, but three or four will make it, and any one of these is like a hydrogen bomb being brought into liberty's bosom?
I would certainly say that one of the main goals of Obama from the very beginning is to undermine the rationality and the political will of the American people. In other words, we have this very interesting thing. A woman who worked for Obama by the name of Sarah last October came out with her confessions, and it was late October, and she said that the conscious goal inside the Obama campaign is to make you feel like your world is collapsing around you, that there's no hope, and that all the forces that you look to oppose the things that Obama stands for, that these forces were all simply collapsing, that they were all going over to Obama, giving up, and so forth. And I, in the books that you've mentioned, I compare this to certain passages of Mein Kampf by Hitler, where he says the main purpose of my rallies is to undermine the free will of people. In other words, to subject them to another will and force them to do what the dictator wants. And
to switch on the reptilian brain, the primitive brain, to put you into...
I don't know about reptilian, but it's an appeal to irrationality, right? It's certainly an appeal...
I don't mean that as reptilian in a David Icke-ian way. Right, I mean the primitive areas of the brain.
Yeah, well, irrationality, which I think it's culturally there. I don't know about the physiological basis of irrationality, but there's certainly plenty of cultural irrationality.
You're a smart guy, Webster. You know about the area of the brain that has aggression and sexual drive and all that. That's called medically the reptilian complex.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get into the idea of trying to explain human consciousness based on materialist or physiological basis, because it seems to me that most of this is culturally and psychologically.
No, I agree. It's more complex than that, but go ahead.
Whatever it is, Obama is appealing to the dark side. That's for sure. So Obama is an appeal to irrationality with the goal of making people the captives and the thralls of irrational drives and therefore depriving them of their reason, because human reason is the point of all this, right? That's what we want to... We want to have a world... Where human reason plays the larger role, at least, and instead what they want is to have irrationality, unreason, and insanity rule the roost. And I would call them totalitarian liberals. Totalitarian liberal is a term that was coined for John Maynard Keynes, Lord Keynes, during the 1930s, and this was the way the British ran their show during the 1930s and into World War II. Totalitarian liberalism. Meaning that they control every aspect, right, the stuff that you're going through. At the same time, it's the bankers who rule. In other words, the whole society is revamped according to what these bankrupt zombie bankers then and now.
Well, let me stop you again. Can you comment on a Malthusian view? She goes to China, Nancy Pelosi goes to China and says, everything you buy, sell, and do, everything you own, it's all going to be chronicled by the state. I mean, they mean business. This is neo-feudalism. This is a system of serfdom, economic degradation, as a weaponized tool to keep you at a subsistence, subservience level.
Certainly, and that's where I was headed, was the totalitarian liberalism. Once you say Keynes, then you have to point out that the father of Keynes is Malthus. In other words, Keynes is somebody who comes on the scene saying, I am an economist in the tradition of Malthus. And once you've said Malthus, You've also said Darwin, and by that I mean the ugly side of Darwin, which is the main side. That Darwin, when you think about social Darwinism, right, the survival of the fittest and the struggle for survival in society, that has always been the most brutal reactionaries who come forward with that. You could even make an argument that Hitler and Mussolini are unthinkable without Darwin. So today, because of the factional situation inside the U.S., you have left liberals coming forward saying Darwin is our man. Darwin is a charlatan. Darwin, especially what I'm referring to, is the blind watchmaker side of Darwin, the insistence that everything in the universe is purely by chance. I don't think it is.
A way to neutralize our political will. They always say, oh, it's just neurons. There are no morals. But then the establishment has its own dark, bloody, culling morals of the destruction economy,
right.
Bulldoze cities instead of build starships to Alpha Centauris.
Exactly. And I think that is the ultimate appeal to irrationality, is to say total predestination. In other words, everything you do is fated and predetermined. Well, that's
well, it's a control freak religion to overturn the entire system and just hoggedly kill everybody, because that means you win as you sit on a pile of skulls.
And that would be Al Gore, I guess. Al Gore and these theoreticians of global warming, which is a hoax, a fraud, and it's transparent. Again, as a historian, I can tell. I don't need climatologists. They're charlatans when it comes to this stuff. The current variations of temperature are well within the observed historical range. If we go from the medieval warm period, about 1100, when you had various kinds of grapes and vines growing in Newfoundland and even in Iceland and Norway, you have wine culture going on in the North Atlantic. That's a whole lot warmer than what we have now. And then you've got this little ice age around 1600, 1650, maybe up to 1700, when the northern European ports were blocked with ice. Huge icebergs came floating down.
Yeah, but let's go back 9,000 years to the beginning of the Bronze Age, when it was even hotter.
Precisely. So I think we're well within the historically observed range, and you can even, you can go into the CO2. The German chemist of the 19th century had records about that too, and we're well within those parameters as well. What they're expressing is the class consciousness of the Anglo-American banking elite. Very interesting observation. Any prediction of the end of the world has a definite class content. In other words, if somebody's saying the world is going to end in such and such a way, you look at that, that reflects interests. It reflects interests of groups, of classes of people, like oligarchs, bankers, and so forth. And that's Gore. Gore is obviously, his ego ideal is Prince Charles. He's very much under the influence of Prince Philip. He thinks that he's an American aristocrat. He'd like to join the titled nobility and feudal oligarchy of Europe. And their basic idea has always been that the world is overpopulated, nothing new. The argument that they had for the Trojan War, 1000 B.C., the principal oligarchical centers, like, the cult of Apollo at Delphi, were saying, the reason we have to have the Trojan War is that the world is overpopulated. There are too many people pressing down on the breast of Mother Earth. So nothing is new. The oligarchs thought that the world was overpopulated in the year 1000 B.C., and now 3,000 years later, they're coming with the same idiotic nonsense.
Not idiotic if they're going to control resources as a tool of tyranny. They don't believe this stuff. They cynically know it's a way to control people. That's why they'll go ahead and do all the other dangerous things they are doing environmentally.
You'd have to look at individual cases. Gore, it seems to me, probably does believe this stuff. I don't know.
Oh, really? Even though he owns the main carbon credit company?
Yeah, I discovered that Gore was the owner of Love Canal. In other words, Gore had a share in this worst toxic waste site of the 1970s, Love Canal. So, yes.
He's the majority owner of Occidental Petroleum.
Yeah, so they have doublethink. I suppose you can call this doublethink. In other words, oligarchs have always hated technology. They hate science. They hate progress. And they've got to find a way that defines the rest of humanity as somehow bestial and inferior to them, because the oligarch's problem is always, why should you be an oligarch? Why should you rule and not somebody else that's smarter, more moral, more honest, and just generally more desirable than you? So they've got to say, well, we're the oligarchs. Pelosi summed this up once. People camped out in front of her house during the Iraq War, and she said, we are leaders. You are mere advocates. you're only agitating for this or that idea. We take the responsibility of ruling. So we have a bankrupt ruling class. This is, I think this is important. It also gets into this question of what do they know? If you look at the endowments of Harvard, Yale, and Princeton, and MIT, they have lost between one quarter and one third. The Harvard case is something that's going to be in the news now. At the end of the month, June 30th, coming up now, we will know the losses of the Harvard endowment, which is the largest one. It's going to be 25%, 30%, might be 35%. How did they lose all the money? When Larry Summers, who is now running the economic policy for Obama, when Larry Summers, the woman hater, remember him, right? Women can't do science. Larry Summers, president of Harvard, said to the people managing the endowment, put the endowment into derivatives, derivatives, derivatives. And naturally, when that blew up, there were the losses. Now, the question is, did Larry Summers, as an oligarch and a financier, know what he was doing? I would say he didn't. He wouldn't have put all the Harvard endowment into derivatives if he had actually realized that the bubble was coming down. I think it's the problem of the oligarchy is they believe the world is overpopulated, they hate technology, and they love bubbles. Every time there's an economic bubble, they run. It's like a heroin addiction. They can't help themselves. And everything else they do is subordinated to this idea that we've got to have bubble. We've got to have a bubble economy. We've got to have globalization. And this is just the most recent form of things, you know, going back
well,
to the
Well, what
South
do you see
bubble,
happening? Because we're going to come back and get to, I mean, we're going to come back and go to calls, Webster. I got to stop you. How do you see this unfolding, though? I mean, if things aren't going well for them, but they've still got the, you know, the force of their mass moving them forward, grinding over us, how does this all end?
Well, the situation of the U.S. is desperate, right? And we've got thermodynamic breakdown going on. If you look at this crash on the Washington subway line, right, 9 dead on the subway that I take, you know, many days a week, that's scary. In the same area, right? This should be the area where they keep everything nice for the imperialist bureaucrats, right, in southern Maryland. They've had 2 big water main breaks. So we're approaching the point of physical breakdown, and that's got to be addressed. Somebody's got to come out and say, we've got to rebuild everything. Marshall Plan for the United States. Rebuild
but the bankers
States,
don't care.
Rail.
They want to destroy cities with bulldozers, and they're all going to live in palaces
right,
offshore.
So we fight them. What
okay.
can we do?
Okay.
We got to
okay.
fight.
We're going to take calls, and then we're going to get into the stage terror and the economy later. Stay with me, Webster.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
All right, I'm going to take 10 calls or so for Webster. Then we're going to get into false flag terror, that ace in the hole. This huge police state, open martial law, open forced inoculation, swine flu hysteria. They're only intensifying the fear-mongering and hyping. And that's what's so important about all this. So that's coming up with Webster Griffin Tarpley. Right now, let's go to Warren in California. Warren, thanks for holding her on the air.
Okay, Alex. I have two things I want to mention. I believe it was Sunday night on Coast to Coast that George, that sets in for George Norrie from Las Vegas, his news at the beginning of the show, he mentioned that two Japanese individuals were apprehended on an Italian border, and they had $120 billion in U.S. treasuries.
No, that was in Bloomberg and Associated Press. That is true, so we'll ask Tarpley about that. Go ahead.
I have no particular opinion. It's a lot of money, but Switzerland is a paradise of flight capital, so I don't know. Is that really that new? The amount is rather large.
And what's the other point? What's the other point, caller?
Yes. I have an article from 1983 of the San Francisco Chronicle. I don't have it right here with me. It's about 400 miles away in storage.
That's okay.
But the article says the feds, ready to distribute private individuals' property. And what it was, when they had the banking holiday in 1933, they gathered up all the stuff that was in safety deposit boxes all over the United States.
Yeah, they made folks turn their gold in, and then they gave them money, paper money back, and then a year later doubled the price. They are talking about taking private property, seizing pensions, to feed that into the bankers. So let me ask Webster about that. Yeah, this new Federal Reserve, quote, reform bill, openly, I'm sure you've seen it, Webster.
Yeah, sure.
Says they can take over from a hot dog stand to a car dealership. Obama, it's admitted, if you give millions to the Democratic Party, he'll let your GM dealership stay open. But if you don't make the payoffs, they give it to somebody else or shut it down, even though it has an incredible value. They take the franchise. Give us your take on that.
Well, that is the corporate state, the Mussolini fascist corporate state, as imposed now by the Wall Street banking community, where the Wall Street banking community takes over the government and runs it. Now, of course, in the middle of that, somebody like Obama's got to maintain his own political interest. I would just point to this Federal Reserve question, though. The point of Obama's regulation is that the Fed becomes the regulator of systemic risk, and as you say, can therefore argue that the hot dog stand poses systemic risk to the derivatives bubble and the banking community. That got a very bad reception in Congress. A lot of Democrats in the House who don't like that one. I saw, I think, Brad Sherman of California was one of them who said he didn't like it. And now you've got this thing, Congressman Issa, also of California, has come out with this thing about Bernanke engaging in threats and blackmail against another villain, another finance oligarch, Lewis, the head of Bank of America. And while we've been talking today, there have been hearings in the House Banking Committee where Bernanke has been treated rougher than I've ever seen a Fed chairman get treated by a whole bunch of congressmen, including Republicans and Democrats. It's sort of conservative Republicans, anti-Wall Street Republicans, if you will, and at the same time sort of these New Deal Democrats getting together to beat up Bernanke. I think now the political vulnerability of the Federal Reserve is probably greater than it ever was. I think the auditing of the Fed is a great idea that should be done, and then go on, though, because that will then have more scandals. Time to have new Pecora hearings against the Fed.
All right, stay there, Webster. We're going to come back. I want you to elaborate on, if you audit the Fed, that begins the ending of the Fed or the federalization of it. This has never been federal, folks. And we'll be right back with Webster Griffin Tarpley in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Webster Griffin Tarpley. Continuing with your phone calls. We haven't even gotten into the ace in the hole the establishment has. Staged crises. So it's all coming up in the next 30 minutes or so with our guests. And I've got some other video clips and news I want to cover after he leaves us near the end of this transmission. We're going to go to Johan, Anthony, Annie, and others, Robert, in just a moment. Webster, you're talking about ending the Fed. I mean, this is so criminal, so obviously corrupt. It's coming out that Congress is subpoenaing over Bank of America, ordering them to buy up different assets, different brokerage firms. Because, you know, the big mega bankers at the Volcker or Kissinger or David Rockefeller level, they're always in the news. In fact, Volcker's in the news today in Bloomberg at press conferences blaming the CEOs, blaming the brokerage firm heads. Who aren't they just hired captains or mercenaries for the larger investment groups? And isn't this the elite trying to throw a few little bankers or middle-sized bankers to the wolves to throw the wolves off of their trail, or the bloodhounds off of their trail? What's going on here?
The fascist corporate state, and it is a government-sponsored compulsory cartel. It obeys the logic of finance, right, of Wall Street in this case. A government-sponsored compulsory cartel for the purpose of driving down production. You see that in Detroit. Factories close. Driving down wages. The UAW has had to eat tremendous losses, right? They've been driven down to sweatshop wage levels. So you're going to drive down production, you're going to drive down wages, and you're going to prop up the fictitious derivatives and the other fictitious pieces of paper capital that are floating around. Notice the big robbery in the Detroit business with General Motors in particular was a $6 billion payment in cash was made to Citibank and J.P. Morgan Chase, while the UAW, instead of getting guaranteed health care from General Motors, they got some shares of General Motors stock, which I think are likely to be worthless. So the risk was shifted off of General Motors and shifted onto the UAW. Another good example that people who say that Obama is helping the unions must be standing on their heads, because he's doing the opposite. He's destroyed the UAW. He's driven down their wages. He's taken away their benefits. He's looted their health care funds, and he's going to do the same thing with the teachers union. So Obama is a consummate union buster So much so that a lot of people can't even see what he's doing. But the UAW basically voted themselves out of existence as any kind of an industrial union. But this is all part of the corporate state. You've got to create a cartel. It means you've got to discipline the others. A lot of little fish are going to get fed to a lot of big fish. The winners are picked by the government, right, based on, well, J.P. Morgan Chase is a winner. Goldman Sachs is a winner. Citibank looks more and more like a loser. Bank of America, probably a loser. And naturally, the squawking you hear from Wall Street is from the people who are on the losing end. Look at Washington Mutual Bank, right, the savings bank, fed to J.P. Morgan Chase. A lot of people very, very upset about that. Or Bank of America told, you're going to eat the losses of Merrill Lynch, right? This is all the disciplining that goes on in, again, the fascist corporate state, because that's the only way to describe it.
So if they are unopposed, would they reduce us to Stone Age, running around in loincloths while they're in armored compounds and in high technology reservations away from us? I mean, because that's what they describe in their white papers, while they, I guess, have hunter-killer robots out, like Zardoz hunting us down or something?
Well, I mean, it may eventually come to that. But what you can see right now with Obama is the following.
Now, I was being somewhat sarcastic, but Webster, my point is there just no end to their thieving? They will destroy all of civilization for themselves.
Again, the $1.5 quadrillion derivatives bubble is a black hole, and you can shovel all the austerity loot and sacrifices and cuts into that you want. It's still going to be bankrupt. So that means they're going to gouge Medicare and Medicaid. And then, says ORSAG, they're going to go on and start reducing your Social Security pension, which for a lot of people is going to be the only thing
they because
have.
None of the taxes you pay will go to any services now. It's all to debt created
debt
out
service.
Of nothing by the bankers. Stay there.
And derivatives
come back,
bailouts.
Yeah, derivatives bailouts. Going to come back and blitz through the phone calls on the other side, Webster Griffin Tarbley.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633.
or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. I want to try to hurry through your phone calls so I can get into, separate from Webster's solutions and ideas he's got, where he sees them taking us, and politically as a realist, how he sees things unfolding. Because I agree with him. Without some type of stage crises or terror attacks, Obama is a political commodity that is losing value by the day. And you will see an acceleration. We've seen him lose, depending on the poll gauge, 20 to 30 plus points in the last 3 months. And we see an acceleration in that loss. So that's important. That's coming up in a few minutes. Right now, let's talk to Johan in Europe. Thanks for holding, Johan.
I would like Webster Tarpley to explain how the state of Israel could influence the country of Cyprus to prevent Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney's second attempt to break the illegal blockade of Gaza. Tonight she's going to be on Mike Rivero, What Really Happened. As even before the boat had docked at the Cyprus port, there was an official waiting there with papers saying that it was unseaworthy, even before he had even taken a look at it. How could this little country has so much influence on Cyprus, which is...
Yeah, well, I'm envious of Mike. I know Cynthia McKinney, and her people always say, oh, she'll come on, and then it always falls through, but I'm going to get an interview set up with her, but I appreciate your call. Yeah, Israel ramming her boat. She's trying to bring medical supplies in to Gaza, and then I did see a blurb about now they won't even let her into Cyprus, and it's pretty obvious the United States and Israeli lobby is... very, very strong over the police state that is Cyprus, but let's get Webster's comment on that.
Well, I certainly condemn the Israeli blockade of Gaza, and I condemn what the Israelis did there. They killed about 1,500 people, and you didn't see the U.S. media screaming about 1,500 people dead, as they have now about a much smaller number, as far as we know, in Iran. And I would also point out that what Obama and Netanyahu are talking about is not really a two-state solution, but it's actually a kind of Bantustan where there would be a limited sovereignty or maybe autonomy, self-administration, Bantustan for the Palestinians. I think what you've got to have is an independent Palestinian state with real sovereignty. But again, none of that will work without an economic development program for the area. There's got to be a Marshall Plan for the entire Middle East, or nothing else will work.
And if that would have been done 60 years ago, all this fighting wouldn't have happened. The people are in starvation level, and you're going to continue to have incredible conflict, which is what the bomb makers, which is what the defense establishment wants. They love a few hot zones they can dump weapon systems into. I mean, this is really just business.
And, of course, Obama's Cairo speech had nothing in terms of economics for the Palestinians, and the unemployment in these areas is 50-60%. It's out of this world.
But Webster, doesn't that fit, though, with the Obama model if he says, I'm going to be friendly to the Middle East and Persia, and then they launch the CIA destabilization? Whatever he says, it's the opposite. So he does the emotional salve so there's not a blowback on the West, and so there's a debate about whether we did this or not, when obviously they did. Go ahead.
The idea with Obama is he's trying to appear to do a favor for the Arabs and the Palestinians. He's really not doing anything. With the goal, then, of using them as dupes, again, kamikaze puppets against China, cut off the oil, Russia, pick a fight with Russia any way you can. So it's not a good deal. It's pure demagogy. It's more of that trickery and dissembling that we've talked about as the hallmark of Obama.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go to Anthony in California. Anthony, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's an honor to talk to you. I got 7 questions I'd like to ask. First of all, I heard you guys talking about bulldozing cities and towns in California. I live in California. What can I do? The second thing is I live on a naval base where military laws every day. You're not allowed to own a gun. Third of all, how do I make a big impact that's wake up more people, influence the government with no money. Fourth of all, how do I arm myself for under $20 if I can? Fifth of all, front sight training, unfortunately, is far too expensive for me and my father. It's $1,000. My dad doesn't even make that much. What can I do? Number six, if North Korea strikes with a nuclear weapon and it's total martial law and the police come and try to take me and my dad away, what can I do? And fifth, I want to make a comment. There was an episode of a show called Star Trek Enterprise where there was this Terran Empire, a parallel universe version of the Federation of Planets, that basically everything they're doing now, the New World Order, is what they do in that show. It's got an Earth with a logo is a sword where the handle is above the North Pole and the blade tip is below.
All right, let me try to answer that. I mean, that was I didn't even have time to write all those questions. You ask about how to get firearms training. There are a lot of free manuals online. Frontsight.com has some. If you can afford a firearm, I would suggest for training something like a single shot 22. You can get decent ones for like $100. Go out, shooting range. 22 rounds are very inexpensive. Learn how to shoot with that. And then you can buy something else a little more high-powered if you want. But for training, there are a lot of manuals, online training, simple safety stuff, how to use a firearm. I mean, there were just so many questions in there. I mean, let's take the false flag stage terror situation. The controllers, the oligarchs could stage a nuke attack and say that North Korea had done it. They could do anything. That's why the head of ABB, Rumsfeld, gave the reactors to North Korea to begin with. That's why the West helped arm Pakistan. This is all part of destabilization so they can then play the part of the saviors later. Webster Tarpley.
Let me just say, in the 1930s, what you see is when you get depression, really serious economic depression of the type we're going to have increasingly, if you don't solve the depression and fight the depression and defeat it and get a recovery and some kind of turn towards prosperity, then you get the fall into dictatorship, right? Germany, best example. But every place in Europe obviously went in some form of dictatorship or just about every place. If you want to avoid that, you've got to address the economic crisis. You've got to end the economic crisis. The only way you do that is with these American system or New Deal measures. The Austrian side argues, well, we've got to let the depression play out. We've got to let it take its course, right? We can't do anything about it. It's part of a cycle, and the cycle is not controllable by us. No, we can and we must. So the Tobin tax, stop foreclosures, usury laws, and things like this, you've got to defend civilization in California through political action, and that's what I recommend. Political action. Be political, right? Whatever else you do, do all these other things if that's what you think is required. But the one thing you've got to have is political action, and it's got to be programmatic. And generally speaking, the problem, is, as we see, is that the right-wing critique of Obama doesn't get anywhere. And you can see this because this is what Obama loves. He's always talking about Hannity and Limbaugh and all these characters. This is the opposition that he desires. He wants you to have to choose between Limbaugh and Obama. That's a terrible choice. That helps Obama to stabilize himself. What I think is likely to happen is a left-wing challenge, some kind of a New Deal challenge to Obama coming out of the Democratic Party in the same way that Ted Kennedy, weak vessel though he was, to be sure, Ted Kennedy gave Carter a real serious challenge, which then crippled Carter. I think that is what might happen in the Democratic Party, say, towards the end of next year.
All right, let's take another phone call here. Let's talk to Annie in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you both. First, an observation, a quick one. You know, a couple of months ago, all the mainstream media outlets were pushing Twitter, remember? I mean, it was so orchestrated. It was like when all of the corporations came out with the, boxes of goods on the store shelf in three languages, you know. But now they're saying, oh, this Twitter revolution in Iran, it makes me so sick that it's so orchestrated.
Well, by the way, ma'am, that's not your opinion. The State Department and the CIA admit that they were running Twitter during this and even stopped Twitter from doing regular maintenance that might shut down Twitter for a few hours one night when this was happening. And yeah, these were artificial Twitters telling people they'd lost the election that had been stolen from them. It was all staged. The external polls, nothing to do with the Iranian government, showed that Ahmadinejad was the winner. This was a way to then get these youth, swarming adolescent masses, as Webster rightly calls them, to go out. And then suddenly our government's all for revolution while it puts out Department of Homeland Security reports saying protesting is illegal. Webster, have you seen these documents where they're saying the army's being taught all protest is illegal and they're going to be shutting it down? I mean, they're certainly getting ready for martial law, but I don't see them getting away with it.
Well, the irony is that the U.S. foreign policy is now based on mob rule. What's their prescription for Iran? They say, we want mob rule. Forget about elections. We want mobs. We want rioters. The irony is, of course, then that the same television channels were confronted with real vote fraud in the United States in the year 2000, in Florida and other places, in 2004, in Ohio. Vote fraud in favor of Bush. When they were confronted with real vote fraud, they ignored it. They didn't have any time for that, right? They just swept that aside. So they have no credibility, and the Iranian thing is just a big fraud. And Twitter, I guess, is a cultural campaign. And as you're right, the State Department and the CIA obviously run, or at least partially run, Twitter. So don't believe anything you see on Twitter. It's also great when you turn on CNN and they're reporting what's on Twitter. Twitter is a sewer where anybody can float anything they want and have it reported then on CNN.
Well, I mean, it's clear that's, but it's come out. I'm sure you've seen the articles, Webster, just admitting CIA and State Department run Twitter. I mean, it's their tool.
And it doesn't stop there, right? You look at Google, look at some others.
It's amazing. Ma'am, anything else?
I don't have
Stay there. Stay there. We're going to come back to you. Webster Griffin Tarpley's our guest. We'll talk about false flag terror as well.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, Gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Waging war on corruption, clashing with the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back on the network, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., retransmitted to Genesis. Replayed back-to-back on the internet streams at Infowars.com 24-7. And I come in Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 Eastern, right here on the GCN Radio Network. I'm going to hold Tarpey a few minutes in the next hour to finish up with False Flag Terror after we're done with calls, and we're going to let him go. Really appreciate his detailed analysis and breakdown today of where he sees the world and how things are unfolding. Great perspective always. Let's go back to Annie in New York. You had one other question, Annie?
Yeah, and it just give me a minute and I'll get off the phone and he can answer. You know, you've got the CIA and the corporate media with Operation Mockingbird. Congress has been bought off by the corporations. The courts are corrupt. Homeland Security has bought off law enforcement. You know, this the biggest story of the decade should have been about that FEMA videographer, Kurt Sonnenfeld. And, you know, Webster thinks that we can do it through elections when we know that all these computerized voting machines are rigged. You know, people say when push comes to shove, gee, aren't we there yet?
Well, that's certainly the pessimism of the intelligence, but I think you've got to supplement that with the optimism of the will. I don't say through voting alone, but through a mass movement. In other words, get political and have a program. You've got to know how to end the depression, and slogans will not do it. Free market won't do it. You know, big government is bad. That won't do it. You've got to know what you want. It's got to be very specific.
Well, I know at least this. I know we can do at least this, and it's simple and it's true. The private bankers, the Federal Reserve, they did this. It's their fault. Their
right.
answer is more of the same, expanding what they're doing, audit the Fed, arrest the bankers, prosecute them. The Federal Reserve broke the law with this Bank of America thing. That's like Bush breaking the law with warrantless wiretapping. He tries to get Congress to pass
exactly.
a retroactive. That's what this federal takeover of the Federal Reserve is. This reform is them trying to legalize the crimes they've already committed. Arrest the bastards. Get that drumbeat going. In the Fed, arrest the Fed. And then, with them removed, we can just having them off our back will then open a vacuum of, okay, what's the solution? But until you arrest these bastards, I don't see anything happening.
Yeah, and add to that, who should pay for the depression? This is a depression. Who should pay? The bankers say, Obama said, we should pay, we should have Medicare, Medicaid gouged, we should lose our Social Security pensions, we should have the descent into barbarism, old people on welfare should die, what you're seeing in California. Who should pay for the depression?
By the way, you're not just saying that. You're not just saying that. Biden has said that. Daschle wrote a book saying old people don't get brain surgery. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. I mean, you cannot make up how evil these people are. And again, they use the right wing to say no welfare, nothing, you know, all taxing is stealing, and at a certain level it is. But then they use that phony right wing argument to make sure all the tax money instead just goes to offshore banks and we get none of it. I mean, it is just, and the left is saying tax the middle class. They're the enemy when that's the main engine. I mean, it's everything is engineered to consolidate power. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Robert in Texas and Robert in California and others, but we have an endless We have a call from Italy we'll go to next after that. Go ahead, Robert in Texas.
Hi, Mr. Jones, Mr. Tarpley. Pleasure to talk to you all today. I'm going to go through just something real quick here. In regards to what the last lady said, I think that if everybody does just a little bit or just what they can, that'll make a difference. I mean, a bucket of water is not a lot, but a million buckets of water is a torrent. And with that being said, I have called before because I do every once in a while I try to get on the radio shows, the mainstream radio shows, and put a little truth on there. And I was able to get into Sean Hannity's show. I was able to get by his screener and talk about how the Bilderberg Conference fixes the oil prices and how Mr. Tucker and Mr. Esselin were able to predict that 2 years before the huge spike last summer.
Yeah, no, and, I put that in Endgame. What did he say when the what's documented in Endgame came out? Did he just say it didn't exist and hung up?
Well, what happened was I called him. I had the video up on my channel. It's Funkmaster 5. I've called here before, and that's 5 spelt out, not the number.
Okay.
He started ranting about conspiracies, and he even mentioned a mothership UFO flying around or something like that, you know. And then he hung up on me promptly before I could mention Endgame because I had plenty more to say, but he cut me off pretty quick.
Well, that's what they do. I mean, Hannity admits they're trying to set up a Bank of the World, New World Order, and he says, oh, we're right, but only because he has to give us lip service. The rest of the time he's there trying to discredit us. Webster, this isn't going to work anymore. There is a world empire being set up, and they can't deny it.
Look, I was at a conference recently. I put a picture of Lewis of Bank of America, Blank Fine of Goldman Sachs, Pandit of Citibank. I said, whoever gets all three gets a copy of my new book, Surviving the Cataclysm. Nobody could name all three. And I suggested, read less about flying saucers and more about your class enemies. Those are the bankers.
Absolutely. They are criminals. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, which whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
All right, I want to get into some financial news, break down briefly what I think happened with that governor, play some clips. I went to 4 hours a year ago because I wanted more time, and now it seems like 4 hours isn't enough. That's probably my fault. Going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley and a few final calls, and then he wants to talk some about this news about could there be a bank holiday? Because we've been hearing about and confirming that the embassies are being told dump their cash, their U.S. dollars, and buy up the local currency. Now, is that for war? Is that for a bank holiday coming? We'll get Tarpley's brief comments on that in a moment and talk some about false flag terror, the ace in the hole for the establishment that we've got to expose. As he says, break that tool by exposing that tool so they can't do that to make people rally around the system and run into the skirts of the establishment. But Salvatore in Italy, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Salvatore. Welcome.
Hi. I'd like to talk with Webster Tarpley.
You're on the air with him.
Avanti. Okay. Ciao, Webster. Senti, ti posso parlare in italiano? Volevo
Una domanda al volo. Say it, maybe I can make it real quick. I'll translate it for you. But quick.
Okay. Volevo sapere se stavi seguendo la vicenda politica di Berlusconi in Italia.
The question is, am I following Berlusconi? What's happening?
Yeah, why are they doing the scandal with the hookers?
Okay, allora, maybe I'll just...
è chiaramente un attacco che proviene dalle centrali inglesi e londinesi nei confronti di Berlusconi.
Okay, this is an attack that comes from the British and the London intelligence centers. I think we understand the question, Salvatore. Let me just answer. Berlusconi is the most pro-Russian of all the European leaders. And this is a tradition in Italy. It goes back to the 20s and 30s. Even under fascism, you had companies like Fiat and others going into Russia, Soviet Union then, building things. Berlusconi is a big guy for the South Stream pipeline, which is the pro-Russian pipeline, as against the Nabucco pipeline, which is the imperialist U.S.-British European Central Bank. So I think
all these guys have girlfriends, and they're all allowed to have them and boyfriends as long as they don't get out of line. The minute they do, like an Elliot Spitzer or this other Governor Mark Sanford, it's over. Are you saying that's happening with Berlusconi?
Yeah, obviously. He's the most pro-Russian of all the Europeans. He's the best from this point of view. In other words, he wants the obvious thing for Europe is promote east-west trade, promote energy exchange, European technology.
Okay, so he was
Russia.
Good for Bush and one of the few allies to want to go into Iraq, but now he's out of favor. I mean, is that what you're saying, Salvatore?
Well, he's an opportunist, of course. He's an opportunist. During the Gulf War, he was, you got to remember, who's giving you the nuclear umbrella? One of the things he was interested in was maintaining a U.S. nuclear umbrella over Italy. But the other thing is, if you look at where the Italian troops went, they went to the Italian-owned Eni, the state oil company, ENI. They went to guard the Eni oil wells in Iraq. They didn't do anything else. They were just there to secure Italian interests. And then Bush said, oh, they're joining us in the fighting front. They didn't do the fighting front.
No, they did guarding. I understand they hyped all that. I mean, you could have a, you know, maid from Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic, and they'd say the Czechs were supporting. Does that answer your question, or do you have any other comments, Salvatore?
I want to say that is the Sunday Times and the Times of London who are attacking prominently against Berlusconi, and the owner of this
Rupert Murdoch. Yeah, no, it's Rupert Murdoch going around talking to the hookers. Yes,
he has a lot of problem with the Sky network. TV, pay-per-view, no, come si dice,
satellite. Yes.
Salvatore, let me propose, if Berlusconi wants to fight back, he should invite Larry Sinclair to come to Italy and tell his story and see how that stacks up against the alleged peccadilloes of Berlusconi. Take the offense. The defense is always hopeless, as Paolo Sarpi
well,
said.
Well, I mean, most of the elite in the United States like men, and they're probably mad that he likes 20-year-old blondes or something. I don't know. But it's very upsetting when he's doing it. That's why they're probably going after that's probably why Matt Drudge is going after Mark Sanford. If Sanford was dating men, it'd be okay. Okay.
I think that's a little bit different, Alex. It seems to me the idea there is just to prevent any national figure who could be a focus of resistance to Obama from emerging.
I was being sarcastic.
I don't see anything good about Sanford. Not taking the stimulus money. He didn't want to pay unemployment benefits to the unemployed people in South Carolina.
Hey, I'm joking, Webster, it's a joke. I understand that. Thank you so much, Salvatore from Italy. Call back again, okay? Ciao. Take care, buddy. Hey, I know another word, huh?
There you go.
Hey, I can call my wife in here right now. Get her to speak Italian to you, Tarpley. See how good you speak Italian.
Great. Bene.
No, I'm not going to drag her in here. She doesn't want to be on TV. I tell you what. Let's bring my wife in and have her speak Italian to Tarpley, but don't put her on TV. She hates being on TV. Will you call her in here? Call Violet in here? Actually, we're going to test your Italian, Tarpley. You're always saying how good you are at it. We're going to test it right now. You know what ciao bombo means? Ciao bumblebee. I don't know what ciao bimbo means.
Bimbo, bimbo is strictly speaking a child, but then in the U.S. it means something else.
No, I know. Hey, come on in here. Tarpley, come in here, Violet. Just don't put her on TV. Come on in here. We got to have something original and exciting here on air. Tarpley's in there showing off speaking Italian to Italian listeners. So I want you to speak Italian to Webster Tarpley. Because I was just saying ciao, bumblebee, and he was saying other hard things, I think mean things towards you. Anyways,
no.
I'm just joking, Tarpley. We know we love you.
Hi, Webster Tarpley.
Here, go ahead and speak to him
ciao.
In Italian. Here,
ciao, you. Come sta?
Bene, signora.
No. Quit laughing. Sit in the chair normally instead of leaning over and talk to him.
I don't know what you want me to
just
say.
Talk to him about the New World Order.
Can we do it in French?
No.
Language.
No, do it in Italian. You're good at Italian. I already talked to Italians.
Non ci piace the New World Order. I don't know what to say. I don't know. Like,
Benissimo.
We don't like.
Il nuovo ordine mondiale non lo vogliamo. We don't want
non
the
lo
new
vogliamo.
World order.
No. No per piacere, new world order.
Niente.
Okay, ciao.
Oh, tell everybody how handsome I am in Italian.
No.
I'm just having some fun, honey. Hey, is the new world order not out of control?
It is out of control.
Hey, see if Tarpley speaks some French. Here, let's hear that. Go ahead.
What do you want? Qu'est-ce que tu veux?
No, talk to Tarpley about the new world order in French.
Okay.
Ask him about the stimulus package.
Okay. I don't know what.
Much harder.
I don't know how you say stimulus. I guess stimulus. I don't know how you.
No, I don't
I can't
think
hear.
So, no.
I can't hear.
Why don't we attack
Monsieur Sarkozy soutient le nouveau ordre mondial des Anglo-Américains.
Huh? Okay.
Sarkozy supports the U.S.-British New World Order.
Right. Uh-huh.
So talk about Sarkozy being a puppet in French. Go ahead.
Il est un poupée. Il est un marionnette.
Fantoche.
Je sais pas.
Sarkozy, c'est un fantoche de Londres et de Washington. Quelle honte. Quelle honte pour les Français. What a shame for the French.
Quelle honte, yes. Quelle honte pour eux. Oui, c'est vrai.
Quelle honte.
C'est terrible. Il est terrible. Voilà. Okay.
Just having some fun. We got to have occasional craziness, honey. Good job.
C'était un plaisir de vous parler, et c'est vraiment c'était fou, hein.
Hey, say, long live the Republic, death to the New World Order in French.
How do you say that, Monsieur Tarpley?
Vive la République.
En
bas le nouveau ordre économique mondial.
Voilà.
Tarpley, something else. Hey, let's see how Tarpley does on the Spanish, and then let's do.
I never made any claims, Alex.
Let's do the Denmark speak.
The Denmark speak.
We may be losing listeners with all this.
Oh, whatever, Tarpley. You got to have a little fun every once in a while. We've been serious for 2.5 hours.
That's right.
Anyways, I thought I would. Me and Charlie Sheen were sitting in one banquet room through the wall listening to you talk to some Italian lady for like an hour while we were sitting there drinking coffee, and we found it to be quite entertaining. So you're an interesting guy, Tarpley.
Thank you.
You bet. Now, I don't have the time to take any more calls, but I do want to spend a few minutes here with you, specifically getting into false flag terror.
Couldn't we do the bank holiday, since this is what I prepared?
No. I mean, do both. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Okay. Look, the bank holiday, the reason I want to mention the bank holiday is because there should be a bank holiday in the following sense, that any Friday, Sheila Bair should go and shut down the top money center banks, starting with J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Bank of America. And she doesn't do it. And that's the whole secret of this system, is to keep them going as zombie banks when they should be shut down because they are so bankrupt. The stress test that was done, as we learn, completely ignored the question of derivatives. And that's like saying, you know, if you weren't head over heels in debt, you wouldn't be bankrupt. Well, the point is, you are head over heels in debt, and you are bankrupt if you're one of these zombie bankers. So this is what is not done. Now, the notion of the bank holiday, this has been around now for the last 6 months, because clearly the U.S. banking system is completely bankrupt. What you've got to remember, though, is that the Roosevelt bank holiday did not close any banks. Those banks were already shut down. The whole banking system had ground to a halt on the night before Roosevelt took office. It all comes out of the British default on gold in September 1931. You then had 2,300 U.S. banks blow up, go bankrupt during 1931. And then you had this rolling regional crisis. It goes to Chicago in the summer of 1932, then to Nevada, then to Louisiana, then to Michigan, and then finally New York shuts down on the last day of Hoover, and then Illinois shuts down. So by the time
we're going to see that here?
I don't think so, because I think that's the whole idea of Obama is to keep this system of zombie banks open. And again, I write about this in my newest book, Surviving the Cataclysm. I have a whole chapter, Models of Disintegration, which is about the 1932-33 banking crisis.
You know what? I'll have you back on in the next few weeks just specifically about that for
Wonderful.
The 2 hours.
Thank you.
Because we're almost out of time, but I do want to briefly get you
to
get
one last thing, though, is what's coming is a dollar crisis. In other words, the reason the U.S. embassies are selling dollars is there's going to be a dollar panic. There's going to be a rush to the exit sometime soon. Everybody tries to dump dollars. It would be very much in the interest of the world to have that not be chaotic, but to find a way to repatriate the dollars. Let's say you could say to China, look, you want to do health care in rural China, we can sell you 1,000 U.S.-made hospitals with everything in them, turnkey hospitals, so you can improve health conditions in rural China or in rural Russia, because they have a lot of dollars, too. In other words, let them buy things, capital goods, real big improvements, right? Things that will permanently help them, not consumer goods.
Webster, we're just out of time here, so we're going to have to cut that off there, specifically false flag terror, quickly.
Well, it could be anything, right? We look at the pattern inside this country. We had Cho at Virginia Tech in the spring of 2007, so you can have college students as terrorists. You've had a whole bunch of Columbine-type events. They've been going on in the background. And now more recently you've had this Van Braun, right, the guy at the Holocaust Museum here in the United States. And they attack him as being a 9/11 a truther and a birther, somebody who's interested in the question of Obama's birth certificate, sort of the stuff that Phil Berg has been looking into in his law cases.
So that looks staged to me.
Oh, these are all patsies. Every one of them is a patsy. That goes without saying. But then you could also have false flag terror, obviously targeting the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, Russia, China, people in Central Asia, people
India.
Like this. India, possibly. More likely, Pakistan. I mean, more likely the new enemies list, where India is...
activate the some of the Hindu terror groups, blame it on Muslims.
Right. Oh, yes, precisely. And that's exactly what was done, right? That was Mumbai last summer, or in the past year. So the door for that is open. Again, the line from the ruling elite was, as Andrew Sullivan said it in the Atlantic Monthly, with Bush, Nobody would believe him. You couldn't do false flag anymore because nobody but nobody would believe Bush. They would accuse him of incompetence, or some would even say you did it yourself as a provocation. So the door for this, from the point of view of the U.S. ruling elite, is open. I don't think in the world that's true. In other words, I don't think people are going to believe Obama very much more than they would have believed Bush. But the danger is that the people in Wall Street and the Council on Foreign Relations and these people, the State Department, they believe that they might be able to get away with this now. So we have to be very vigilant. And, of course, don't be stampeded no matter what happens.
All right, Webster, great job. Thanks for spending 2 hours and 40 minutes with us. We'll talk to you again soon. And you're in the Obama deception and in the upcoming Obama film.
Right, and more power to you with these documentaries. They're a tremendous ingredient in changing the political climate.
Well, more power to you and the listeners who are getting them out there to people. Take care, Webster.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Okay, now I want to come back and into Sanford because I promised to do it briefly with his weird Illuminati comments and things and his Bilderberg Group connection. But then why are they burning him? Did he go against him or something? Just the way the media built this up, where is he, and then brought out it was with a woman, that's clearly a psyop because him with a woman by itself isn't big national news. That's coming up. But for 2 minutes before I go to break, Ted Anderson, he's been holding for like 10 while I held Tarpley over because I wanted to have Ted back on. Gold and silver went up again today, but Ted has the price of gold that he bought when it was $20 lower and silver when it was lower, and he could pass that savings on to you. And in these uncertain times, it's win-win. Ted sells this to you right at his cost, ladies and gentlemen. He sells it from when he bought it earlier at a lower price, still at a lower price now, and he supports this network, what we're doing. Get into gold and silver. If it's 10 gold coins or 10 silver coins or one gold coin or one silver coin, get into it physically holding it. Ted, you still, for a little while longer, you told me, got some of the coins left at the lower price.
That's exactly what I have right now, Alex. We got the prices lower. We quoted them yesterday. We both have seen gold and silver go up today. Again, I'm holding the prices just exactly where they were yesterday. The Lakota coin right now, $19.70. Silver went over 14 cents or $14 an ounce. That pushes that coin over $20. In addition to this, we still have the British sovereigns and francs. They're at 275 for the British sovereign. The franc is at 222. I have a long array list of other coins that you can ask about if you're interested with the U.S. Eagles, the Maple Leafs, all the different things that we have. Matter of fact, we have a bunch of pandas, which I can't believe. I usually never get those.
Oh, my gosh. What about buffaloes? Got any buffaloes?
Just such a small amount. You can ask for them.
All right, 800-686-2237. A few weeks ago, I did an offer. And I had the internal sheet from Midas of what it was, where you guys were making, what, 60 cents per silver coin profit. And on gold, it was like $5 a coin. I mean, folks, it's razor thin. And with the market up, Ted's losing money because he's not selling it at the higher amount. He's selling it from the lower amount he bought it, even though gold and silver's gone up. So there's hardly any markup on it. And that's when gold and silver was lower. This is really a great deal on the coins Ted just offered. So brokers will be there till midnight tonight, 800-686-2237. Don't trust the bankers. With all the stuff that's going on in the world, get some liquid portable private insurance, ladies and gentlemen, 800-686-2237. And you heard him. He's got some of those great coins at great prices. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Stay with us. Final segment straight ahead.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
the Obama deception, completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
All right, South Carolina, 9/11 Truth. In January of this year, talked to Governor Mark Sanford, and he really acts like a genuine person. I mean, you're watching his body language, it comes off as real truthful. I got invited to Bilderberg. It's really a bunch of powerless old men. They're kind of pathetic. David Rockefeller's yesterday's news. And then they're like, but Bernanke was there, and Paulson was there, and all these other guys. He's like, who's the other guy? Geithner. And then he kind of acts a little deceptive. And I don't know. This Sanford guy's a very interesting character, I'll tell you that. I'd even forgotten that he'd been at the 2008 Bilderberg that I covered in Chantilly, Virginia, that we actually cover in the Obama deception. That's the type of stuff that's in this film. I'd forgotten about that. So here's part of that clip. And then there's another clip where he gives this weird speech at a tea party about the all-seeing eye of God and all this stuff. But what's clear here is they hyped up where is he, to get a big national controversy going to then say it was his girlfriend. So they wanted to destroy him. The establishment wanted to do this. So is it because he made fun of David Rockefeller? I don't know. Here it is.
Back in early June, your name surfaced on the attendee list of the 2008 Bilderberg meeting that was held at the Westfield Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Many of us find it strange that the entire three-day conference is completely blacked out of all mainstream news outlets every year. There are many citizens that are concerned about secrecy. Here's why. At the 2005 meeting in Munich, leaked talking points indicated that Bilderberg expected oil prices to surge over the next 12 months, which is exactly what happened. We also know that from the 2006 meeting in Ottawa, it came out ahead of time that the subprime mortgage bubble was going to burst, which is exactly what happened. My question for you is, what did you guys talk about up there? And in your opinion, Governor, why isn't the media allowed to report on the Bilderberg meeting?
Sure. I don't know. I think there's a lot of intrigue and conspiracy theory on that one that really doesn't exist, at least based on my limited experience. And I can't speak for what's happened there over the years. I was invited by a friend. He said, you'll learn a lot. It was apparently originally set up after World War II to try and keep the link between Europe and America from the standpoint of keeping a conversation going. That's largely what went on. And so, with all due respect to conversation, there were a bunch of guys who thought they were smart, saying, hey, I think this or I think that, but
right.
I mean, I'm coming. And so I guess... I'd say I'm never, regardless of who it's with the exception of maybe terrorists, I don't think conversation is a bad thing. None of these people had the keys to power. They're all folks that Well, that's not true. There were two senators there, and there were two governors.
Sure.
There was a Republican governor and there was a Democratic governor. And so they talked about what was going to happen next in the relation with China, what was going to happen next with relation to Europe, what was going to happen next. And so I thought it was interesting. And so I understand that a lot of conservatives are very messed up. I called a number of friends. They called me and said, well, why'd you call? I said, well, look, a friend asked. I didn't know there was such a big deal.
Yeah. If it was 100 and some of the Hollywood top-notch stars, the media would be swarming that
place. Right.
But this is 100 and some of the most powerful power brokers across the world.
But they're really not. With all due respect to the
folks like David Rockefeller and...
David Rockefeller is a yesterday's news kind of guy. I mean,
Henry Paulson was there, Ben Bernanke. I mean, that's some heavy hitters there. So
maybe they were. They weren't.
Oh, absolutely.
Right,
oh, were they?
Absolutely. Okay. Are you sure about that?
Oh yeah, I got the list right here.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who.
Let's stop right there. That's enough. And then he looks a little deceptive. But if he is a liar, he's an incredible liar. But see, they bring in politicians. They want to kind of vet for just like 5-hour meetings. But it goes on for 3 days. See, just because you've been an attendee doesn't mean you're part of the New World Order. But if you're a member, definitely. Now, I don't have time to play it. I'll play it tomorrow. We've got the clip up on InfoWars.com. This one right here, where he's talking about all seeing eyes of God and all this weird New World Order stuff. So something's going on with the Sanford guy. We're watching it. Free transmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.